InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Then he has committed very serious crimes. This is a devastating indictment. I speak here as an alumnus of the Justice Department myself, because not only is it powerful, it's very narrowly tailored. They didn't throw everything up against the wall to see what would stick. This really is a rifle shot, and I think it should be the end of Donald Trump's political career.
Ambassador Bolton, do you have any comments, sir? We were at your stadium last night. Any comments?
The disgraced national security advisor caught red-handed, committing the very crimes he falsely accused Trump of. Trump could not commit those crimes. He had full authorization as the commander-in-chief during his presidency and after to have the documents of his presidency. He's the one person that every American can vote for. He is the one that can declassify anything he wants, whenever he wants. Not John Bolton, not Joe Biden, when he was vice president, you know, stole just massive amounts of stuff. No, not Sandy Berger, only the president. It was all horse crap on his face. But they were scared of what they knew Trump had at Mar-a-Lago on them. And now it's all coming out. Now, I told you it'd be Comey first. Then I told you it would be Letitia James, and then I said either Jack Smith or Bolton, because those are lined up. I think Jack Smith is very, very close. But I'm going to table all of that for now, and Roger Stone joins us with the real Inside Baseball in about 25 minutes, with something that when I saw it this morning, I had to watch it like five times. Because when I saw it, I knew it was an official Democrat Party talking point, because I've heard the exact talking point hundreds of times from James Carville and others. But they thinly veiled it so that you could argue that it wasn't an exact specific terroristic threat or illegal call of directed violence. But now we have Don Lemon saying that it is now time for black and brown people to buy guns and shoot ICE agents when they come to your door. Isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? No, it's not to attack people. It's to defend yourself. So I'm all for the First Amendment, but that's 100% illegal. And I will assure you, plus I would never do that, even if I'm mad at Democrats who don't like them, you know, when they're doing stuff, even stuff that's unconstitutional, I'm going to go to the courts. I would never say that regardless. But plus, if I said, white people, you're oppressed, and go buy guns, that's what the Second Amendment's for, and then use them when any law enforcement comes to your door, I mean, that is next level terrorism. And I told you, it's a Podesta plan. They're going live, baby. They're turning the heat up ahead of No Kings tomorrow. I don't know what's going to kick off. The last one fizzled out. They did go murder some Democrat lawmakers trying to false flag and blame Trump and myself. But it's going to be some really bad stuff tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Go back and read what the Second Amendment says. And perhaps it will knock some sense in the head, in the heads of these people who are saying, well, it's all great. I don't believe they're doing it without due process. They're asking people for papers. They're not really beating people up. These people are doing things that are illegal. Nobody is illegal. It is a misdemeanor to cross the border.
And, you know, the other question is, were you better off 4 years ago? Are you going to be better off in a penitentiary 4 years from now, or still having the right of free speech and the right of political dissent? Because that's literally what's on the ballot. And I suspect in 1941... I don't know if people thought they were better off than they were 4 years ago or in 1861, what people thought. But I know this, when the Republic was threatened, people picked up arms and answered the call. Well, or, you know, when 1965, in the middle of the Civil Rights Movement, I think people decided they want to take matters in their own hands and create a better country. And that's what I hope we do here in the next 2 weeks.
That was almost exactly a year ago on the eve of the 2024 election. Carbill saying, get guns, have a civil war. But he didn't specifically say what Don Lemon, the disgraced former CNN reporter, said on the podcast. He said specifically, anybody that isn't white, that's race war, go out and get guns and be waiting for the feds when they come to your house with lawful orders from a court, from a judge, following the law. And then maybe, he's saying kill people, maybe that'll knock some sense in their head. You mean terrorism? Threats of violence or violence? So someone does what you politically want them to do? Now, Don Lemon, from his NGO funders, is given talking points. And I told you, ahead of the No Kings, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, New World Order, Soros event this Saturday and this weekend, that they are turning up the heat absolutely massively. So let's play what Don Lemon said, but we're going to start at the stop. Because I just played it, you know, unedited, crisp for you in one piece. But now we're going to start it and stop it and analyze this, because they got the law firms that come up with these talking points. I can play you 100 clips of Democrats saying this stuff or more. It's always word for word the same. And then they got the other talking points of, once Homan and the National Guard and ICE murder a bunch of migrants or murder a bunch of black people, we're going to have an uprising and a civil war and overthrow the white supremacists. And I've got all their talking points that are intensifying all over corporate television, that whites are the enemy and they're coming to kill you. So they're really trying to ignite this. Now, obviously, you have record levels of Hispanics and blacks voting for Republicans. They're not buying it. But that doesn't mean the Democrats aren't trying to implement this. They've launched it. They fired the torpedoes. So they have implemented the Podesta plan. Everything else was a beta test, the summer of love, 2020, all that. And if you're at a black college, you better watch out, because they're getting ready to false flag you. And you go to these illegal alien demonstrations and stuff, that is a prime target for the false flag to blame Trump supporters and federal law enforcement and the military, as I've been telling you for over a year. And now it's all here, just like I told you. And that's why they want me off the air, because I've got their number, I know their battle plan. Don Lemon tells black and brown people to buy guns, shoot ICE agents. Isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Well, they love the Second Amendment now that they misrepresent it and say the Red Terror is what it's for. No. When the feds, who wanted a PR event, because it's caught on video, it's in the Waco documentaries, their own footage, they're loading their weapons and guns in 1993. They just had bad PR from Ruby Ridge. And it came out in congressional testimony. They said, well, there's this cult and they're weirdos and we can pick up David Koresh anytime he wanted in town. You know, they own an auto parts store that he manages. We'll just pull up in cattle trucks and just open fire and just machine gun them all. Well, they shot back. And you say what you want about the Davidians. They didn't shoot first. They were being used as a PR event to try to create a federal pretext to attack Christian white people, things like that. This has been the plan for a long time. Total ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center operation. And then they, of course, had a 50-something day siege and then sent in Delta Force to blow it up, burn it up, machine gun everybody. By the way, that came out in documents as well. So the Davidians had a right. When they got shot at in a PR event, Ruby Ridge squared, to do what they did. I'm not glad ATF agents got killed and the rest of it, but I mean, what do you think is going to happen when you come out and you attack people? You're doing something illegal. What you're doing is an assault. Yeah, if ICE agents started pulling up to illegal aliens' houses randomly and the illegals weren't fighting back and they just started machine gunning the fronts of their houses, the illegal aliens would have a right, even though they're not citizens, to fight back. It's a basic human right. But that's not happening with Trump. This is totally lawful and has to be done. There's less than 10,000 enforcers in ICE. They're David versus Goliath. You got the drug cartels, TDA, MS-13, all these agents getting shot, killed, sniper attacks on their vans and facilities, and you know what's going on. So, no, this is not Bill Clinton's ATF going out and thinking, hey, let's just kill a cult and be heroes. And of course, America didn't see it as that. They said, even though you demonize them, maybe they were weird, the point is they don't deserve to be murdered. And so I just said, from the legal scholars, people I've talked to, and former attorney generals and others, the Davidians had a right to defend themselves. Then they got ganged up on, surrounded, and murdered. Guess the feds won in the end, the bad feds. Shooting Randy Weber's wife while she held a baby in her arms, breastfeeding, that's terrorism. Lon Horiuchi. But what the current feds are doing is extremely valiant, extremely dangerous, extremely constitutional, extremely legal, extremely lawful. They're the ones that are outnumbered. They're the ones trying to ship out these drug gangs and all of this, the Democrat Party plan to bring this country down and have a permanent underclass voting bloc for the apportionment for the congressional seats. They've already picked up 13 on the current census. That's why we're redrawing the districts to stop their fraud. So this is absolute do or die. It is Trump's oath to do this, not his right. It is his right. But it is his duty to protect, preserve, and defend. You're like, wait, the oath is protect and defend. That's for you if you're in the military or swear an oath in another federal office. So this is protect, preserve, and defend. Only one man or woman in that position is voted for by the general public nationally. That's the president. One person swears to preserve it, and that means take action to defend it. And the Democrats openly want to break down this country and want to plunge us into the Podesta Plan civil war. So if I said with legal scholars, and I wish it never would have happened, no, the Davidians had a right when the feds pull up and open fire on them to defend themselves. They should have just picked Koresh up in town, but they didn't want that. They wanted to have a big event to scare everybody. And, of course, they misjudged American people. It backfired massively. Caused a huge awakening. Americans don't like tanks running into church and fire shooting out the top. Now, the Democrats have been hoping that they can get Trump and the military to go do some Waco-style event. A, they don't want to do that. B, they know it would blow up in their face. But they keep saying the Podesta plan, there'll be a massacre carried out by ICE and the military. Not going to happen unless somebody stages it and tries to blame them. And it won't be some surrounded church with TV cameras on it. It'll be a parking garage with illegal alien demonstration, and somebody mows a bunch of them down. That's the prime event I see happening. It's all built towards that. That's the last piece. It's like a jigsaw puzzle has one piece left. That's it. We're here now. 6 months ago, 90% of the pieces were in. A month ago, 95% of the pieces were in. Now, there's one piece left, and it's false flags. That's it. And I said, they're going to start hyping attacks on traditional black colleges. I said it 6 months ago, and a month ago, they evacuated it when Charlie Kirk got killed and claimed his supporters were going to go blow it up. And they evacuated them nationwide. Of course, later they learned it was a false flag. It was a fake phone calls. It was staged to scare everybody. But that was to prime the pump for the attacks that are coming. No one was talking about black colleges but me, because I can see this stuff from a mile away. And now the last pieces. See, the last pieces are here. And I get chills over this because I want to stop this. Obviously, when they shoot up a crowd of illegal aliens or Democrat demonstration or No Kings demonstration or blow up a traditional black college or blow up a black college football game or church, they'll have the dead patsy that's a Trump supporter. And it's going to get bad from then on out. Because we've been ahead of it, though, most people in the agencies and NGOs and groups aren't part of it, and that scares the small groups that are part of these false flags, because they know everybody's aware of what's going on, and if the narrative of the truth gets out there of who stands to gain, who built this up, who wrote battle plans saying it's going to happen, as if the military or as if Trump would do something terrible like that, they may not be able to carry it out. That's my whole point of showing you how I predicted all this and every piece falling into place so we get enough momentum of awakening that the bad guys pull back. Which I think a big organized false flag at this point, if the globalists are smart, they won't do it. It's going to backfire. They may be so desperate, though, they may do it. I think about an 80% chance that they don't pull a huge false flag now, a race-based false flag, because they don't think the story will hold together. But they've already opened the barn doors. So the horses already got out. There's enough lunatics and enough crazies out there on the left that they're going to keep doing real stuff. And there might be some organic right-wing loonies, too, that do something. I think that's a very less than 5% chance. But it's still going on. And I think you'll see some death tomorrow. I said a week before, or 5 days before the No Kings on June 14th, I said, you know, they might just kill a bunch of Democrat politicians and blame Republicans, too. Then they'll probably blame, Trump and myself within a few hours, which they did exactly as I said. And it came out, the guy worked for Walls and later told the feds, no, he hired me to do this, and we had a larger team about to go out and do it, but they all chickened out, so I'm in. That's because they're not using professional teams, because the professional teams that used to do this stuff know it's too dangerous now. The teams they use to bomb Oklahoma City and stuff like that, they're not getting people. I mean, they reach out to those folks that have done this kind of stuff. And they're like, we ain't, no, woo-hoo, we're not doing that. So, again, the globalists are becoming defanged right now. So all they could do is send out all their operatives all over national TV to say there's Nazis, they're coming to kill you, ICE is coming to kill you, ICE is coming to attack you. None of it's true. I can't believe with all the ramming of trucks and shooting at ICE people and killing Border Patrol and everything that the feds haven't. I mean, it's a good thing I'm not these federal agents or Border Patrol people ramming my car, shooting at me and stuff. I mean, so, I mean, I'm really, I'll say a miracle that ICE and the National Guard have put up with all these attacks and crap. And the nothing's gone bad yet. I mean, just incredible Everybody that served in ICE on the ground, everybody in the National Guard on the ground deserves a serious service medal for their actions for stabilization of this country, because they are in dangerous situations. They are under massive attack, massive demonization. 10,000 or less federal agents out there up against 40, 50 million illegals, 20-something million under Biden. It's not 10. I mean, you talk about underdog. I'd have never heard of something like that other than, like, you know, that famous Battle of 300, what was it, Thermopylae or something? The Battle of Marathon, there were a couple like that where a few hundred hold off tens of thousands. I mean, this is just wild. So this isn't Alex Jones getting his nose out and sticking it in the Fed's butt. The Fed's up top are evil, out of control. We haven't gotten control. But the ground troops are doing a superlative job. And they deserve to have other people not attack them, but tell the truth about them. So I'm going to move on from that. But, man, I'm surprised they're able to even get recruits. Because, you know, all these Soros DAs and judges are saying, we're going to put you in prison if you make any mistake. We're going to set you up. We're going to, Governor Pritzker came out again and said, we're going to put you all in jail for arresting illegal aliens with giant rap sheets. You need to be in jail, Pritzker. You are a racketeer. You are a disgusting criminal. But I digress. Now you've got Don Lemon out taking the talking point up to specifics. Go get guns, and when ICE comes to your door, use them, because that's what the Second Amendment is about, and then that'll put the fear of God into officers following the constitutional duty. They're not in the right. That's at one level. They're in the right. It's their duty. And we finally get people willing to do their duty in service. And Don Lemon says, when they come to your house, use the guns on them. Don Lemon, I predict you're going to get arrested. I'd say about a 95% chance now. But if any of these federal officers get killed, and they are going to, you know that, they already have, but after this, you're going to be under the jail. And your little buddies that have been encouraging you to do this, you are the dumbest of all of them, because they've all been couching it a little bit. But now you went way over the line here, buddy boy. You went way over the line. And I'll tell you why I particularly feel camaraderie with the National Guard and the ICE agents and all the different federal agencies that have been commandeered into it is because I face the same people. I get attacked by the same people. I go out and confront and try to stop the human smugglers. I've gone out and done a little bit of what they do. And I've had the people attack me and come to my house and dox me, and I've been swatted so much that it's like a joke with the sheriff's department. They just drive by and wave, and, you know, or come up to the door at night and I go, hey, have a nice night. Okay, yeah, they called again. Oh, see you, Alex. I mean, these people are trying to get me killed. You know, they tell the sheriff's department, I'm in there, I've murdered my wife, murdered my kids, they're all dead, I'm going to kill myself. They done it to my reporters, not just the ones you heard about, they did it to basically everybody. So, I know what it's like to take these people on. I understand it. And I'm a public figure, so the left sees me and hates me. Well, what do you think it's like to be an ICE agent in an ICE vehicle? So they get to know what it's like to be Alex Jones. Except they got to go even further. They got to go out into these dens with the Soros radio stations and the apps and the media saying they're terrorists and Nazis, and now get guns and use them on them when they come. Don Lemon better pray that no ICE agents or National Guard get killed. And you know with what's coming, some are going to get killed. And Don, you bet on the wrong team, you dumb sack of shit. But it's bigger than Don Lemon. You've heard the talking point from Carville and others. I can play you 30 minutes of them. Just clip, 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 clip. And The View, it's time to be ready to fight and die. It's time for war. And it's a bunch of fat old women that probably can't even wipe their ass. Seriously. Whoopi Goldberg weighs like 400 pounds. She can't find her ass with both hands. But she can sit up there and tell people we need war. You don't know anything about war, you dumb son of a bitch. Excuse me. I'm just so sick of these people who take our restraint as weakness. Don Lemon has to be arrested. Are we going to sit around while he tells people who are, you know, imagine barely speak English here and they think it's an authority figure? You know, the Second Amendment, your right is to get a gun and wait for the Border Patrol or ICE. And when they come to your door, use it, because that's what it's about. Use the gun. You got a First Amendment, but you can't say specifically, get guns, and when ICE comes to your house, it's the law. They're Nazis. Use them on them. It's here. Open insurrection. Open sedition. And then all he's got is, oh, somebody shot somebody's dog. Yeah, when the pit bull attacked him. They beat up somebody that resisted. I mean, it's like that's all you got. Imagine when somebody mows down a bunch of them, though. Woo, then they got what they need. And they keep saying, just wait, because they're going to provide it. Here's Don Lemon. Let's start it and stop it. Here it is.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Go back and read what the Second Amendment says. And perhaps it will knock some sense in the head, in the heads of these people who are saying, well, it's all great. I don't believe they're doing it without due process. They're asking people for papers. They're not really beating people up. These people are doing things that are illegal. Nobody is illegal. It is a misdemeanor to cross the border.
Oh, it's a misdemeanor when somebody has a deportation order and you resist them? So notice, a lawyer wrote that for him. Guaranteed. Indict him, SWAT team him, get the emails. You got it. These are illegal aliens. But he says, get a gun legally. They're not allowed to have guns legally. And then we notice up in Illinois, they just caught this illegal alien from Eastern Europe who's a police officer. And under the law, an illegal alien can't have a gun. But they got a law in Illinois saying an illegal alien can have a gun if they're a sworn officer. Well, that's trumped by the Constitution. They got illegal aliens voting all over the country, folks. They got them as police. Remember, the first Somali non-citizen police officer. A month after he's sworn in, he just randomly shoots some white woman because she's white. Remember? Just at a festival, just walks up for everybody, just kills her. Total psycho land, total cuckoo, Looney Tune town. I remember like 15 years ago, New Mexico was the first place to do this I knew of. And we get local articles about illegal alien police officers raping women and stuff. And I'm like, what? Illegal alien police officers? What? The good news, though, is now the Trump administration is having ride-alongs with all these journalists, including Matt Taibbi, a huge liberal, and he's totally on board now because he sees how crazy this is. Yeah. So, yeah, Don Lemon, you know, that's what the guns are for. And that when they come to your door, you've got them. And he's literally saying, you know, if you don't have due process, whatever that means, you're allowed to blast somebody. He's giving them permission to commit terrorism. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Flying over I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight. Now.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Moved my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far.
Wild, after decades of them trying to take us off the air, Supreme Court ruled that we don't get to have a jury trial and that the DOJ is allowed to take us off the air. And the receiver came in last week. They should shut us down the next few weeks. They're letting us know the date. We got the Alex Jones Network backup set up that I don't own, so they can't shut that down. We got the sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But I got to say, we left it all in the field. And we fought and fought and fought and exposed them in the court of public opinion. We left it all in the field, as I said. And I just have the greatest feeling of satisfaction and appreciation for the viewers and listeners for your support over the years and how we've changed the world and how we're going to continue. They think getting the trophy of the name Infowars.com, the name Infowars belongs to you. You can own the name Titanic.com. Doesn't mean you own the story of the Titanic. You could own the website GeorgeWashington.com. Doesn't mean you're George Washington.
and everything we've done and what we've been through, I got to tell you, in the words of the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, he was fighting a ship three times the size and more than double the troops full of British Marines, and his ship was sinking, but he had cables tied to it, and they were blasting each other at cannons with point-blank range. They held a cross on their bullhorn and said, "We'll give you quarter. Give up." And he said, "Surrender. I have not yet begun to fight." And they took the ship and then saved the other one. And then he went back and said, "Put me in charge. Set me up the limited ships you've got. Get me as many from the French as you can get me. And I want the fastest ships. I want corvettes. Those are smaller. I want to go straight in. I only want the fastest ships. I want to attack." And he did it with ships much smaller and took British man of war after man of war after man of war ships three times the size with three times the guns because he had the warriors. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank all of you. They're going to act like this is a victory. It's not a victory. It's pathetic. It makes them look even more ridiculous, and the DOJ killing the investigation into what they did to us, our civil suits, and it won't be in venues they control, open and shut, devastating proof, not even what you know of. It is incredible. And as long as you support us, we will continue on the air. We will continue to win. So I'm going to Roger Stone with the indictment of John Bolton, and he's got the inside baseball and more and what's coming next. But before we do that, our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the AlexJonesStore.com with the best supplements, widest selection of painter apparel, every 2 months gives away a great vehicle. Well, it happened the way these lined up that two vehicles are being given away, a badass Corvette and an incredible Jeep, and I've driven both. They are amazing. These off-road Rubicons are so smooth and so powerful. It's just incredible. And $20,000 cash. Today is the last day when you buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com. You get put in to win both of them because the Corvette deal's over today, but you can still get put in for the next month for the Jeep. So you have potential to win both and $20,000, $10,000 on each, and so much more. But more importantly, the products are incredible. So relaunch Alex Jones Show Super Sale Fundraiser. This is the biggest sale. Listen to this. We're putting a free bottle of Nitric Boost, so good for your heart, spike protein detox, amazing, in every order as part of the relaunch Alex Jones Super Fundraiser. Today only, a free bottle of Nitric Boost. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and use your and get a free bottle of Nitric Boost on any order. Plus, we have extended the 25% off store-wide sale in addition to the free Nitric Boost we're giving you. So a free bottle of Nitric Boost, $30 value, and 25% off on top of it. These sales are crazy, but only people crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who actually do it. We need you to go berserk on the store right now and take advantage of this incredible offer, not just because the products are amazing, but because we need to your help to keep us on the air no matter what happens if we're legal defense and offense. But everything, stop globalism. It's all up to you. Fight tyranny. When you buy the products, it is a shot right to the heart of the globalists nonviolently politically. Save freedom. Buy the products. Back those that fight against the tyrants. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Every purchase gets you entered 50X only today to win both the red C8 Corvette and the Jeep 392 Plus, $20,000 cash. Today is your last chance to get the free Nitric Boost and a chance to win the Corvette. But you also get in to win both the Jeep and the Corvette. No excuses. Massive sale. Some of these are lost leaders, but we know the products are so good, like Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, all of it, the Irish Sea Moss, that you will get it and love it so much, you will be a customer for life. But now is the time. If you don't back the most hardcore tip of the spear organization at this key point, you're not backing your own future. You're running up a white flag. I want to salute those who support us in the past. And I want to ask those who have been on the fence, what are you waiting for? Download the free app at AlexJonesApp.com, number one in news, and you get an additional 20% off using the shopping cart there on top of all that, and that makes everything a loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com. Now, here's a quick clip of Chase Geiser out the Bigly headquarters in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Then we go to the mighty Roger Stone. Here it is.
Hell yeah. Oh. All right, today last chance to win the Corvette on the AlexJonesStore.com. 50X entries. We got a J6er in there right now. peeling out. 56 entries right now on the AlexJonesStore.com. Your last chance to win this incredible machine. Look at this. Oh, yeah. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. Get a free bottle of Nitric Boost with every order and win this Corvette. Your last chance is today. Get it right now.
Be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
All right, Roger's with us 15 minutes the next hour. We're going to get into the new indictment that he predicted 2 weeks ago that John Bolton would be next. First Comey, then Letitia James, now Bolton. Who's next? Massive information, because he was working with the Democrats behind the scenes. This brings down their whole house of cards. This is so important, but now the deep state's so dangerous. Here is Bolton a few years ago when Trump was indicted, saying it was a very serious crime to even have the documents, though the president's the only person allowed to have those under law. But not Bolton and not Biden from when he was vice president, and now the trap laid for Trump has now snared those that laid it. Here's Bolton.
We'll have to prove it. Then he has committed very serious crimes. This is a devastating indictment. I speak here as an alumnus of the Justice Department myself, because not only is it powerful, it's very narrowly tailored. They didn't throw everything up against the wall to see what would stick. This really is a rifle shot, and I think it should be the end of Donald Trump's political career.
Ambassador Bolton, do you have any comments? Sir, we read your statement last night. Any comments?
And here is the character from the Monopoly board game, the neocon warmonger criminal, one of the huge mistakes Trump made having him in his administration. We now know hid secret documents from Trump that exonerated him from being a Russian agent, and that it was all created by Obama, Crossfire Hurricane, and all the rest of it. Roger, I see you smiling. Wow, this is a big day. You've got the floor here. I know it's your wife's birthday, so we got you 50 minutes the next hour. StoneZone.com, number one show, now syndicated on WABC. Congratulations, rising like the phoenix. My compadre, my brother. Wow, the deep state is crapping bricks. You 4 months ago said it's different. The indictments are coming. So did I. We're all owed an apology, and a lot more is coming. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, of course, the most obvious question off the top of my head, in view of the fact that the crime of retaining classified documents and sending them over to unsafe servers, far more serious crime than what they charged me with, which was lying to Congress about Russian collusion that never actually happened. Why was Bolton allowed to just peacefully turn himself in for arraignment? Why didn't 29 heavily armed FBI agents bearing M4 fully automatic assault weapons storm his home at 6 o'clock in the morning, maybe with an InfoWars crew 25 feet from the front door?
Says, you mean CNN? Another, CNN and, crew have been tipped off.
Yeah, exactly. So yet another example of the two-tiered justice system. You know, I actually know John Bolton. Back during the Reagan days, we used to play in a floating poker game together. It's interestingly, Steph Halper, who was later the CIA operative who set up the early stages of the Russian collusion hoax, set up both, I believe, George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. He was in that same poker group. Now, Halper was a pretty good poker player. Bolton was what you call a fish. He was a terrible poker player. But what's most outrageous about this is the way he led the charge attacking President Trump for retaining classified documents that you, Alex, are absolutely correct about, that the president, under the Presidential Records Act, had the full authority to retain and to use in any way he saw fit, which, of course, Bolton did not. On the other hand, this is a relatively simple and straightforward indictment, and while it may buy the Justice Department time, I think the president's supporters and the president himself really believe that those who were involved in the single greatest dirty trick in American history, the single greatest abuse of power, the seditious conspiracy that began on July 17th, 2017 in the Oval Office, continued through the 2016 election after Trump's 3 years in office, continued through the 2020 election, continued through two impeachments, of course, continued into the Jack Smith operation, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. That is one continuous, seditious conspiracy to engage in treason. And those people, discreetly different than John Bolton, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Rice, Biden, Weissman.
And that leads me there next. We have the Arctic Frost documents. We have Obama in command of it, just like you said 8 years ago. A total conspiracy against American voters, against Trump, a coup d'etat operation. Explain that, and then what's the word from your sources? Mine are that the DOJ is beavering away. The problem is so many of the people put in there claim that they're going to do their job, but they're slow rolling it.
You know, it remains to be seen. I believe that there is an ongoing grand jury proceeding regarding this. I had posted something online critical of David Metcalf, who is the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, pointing out that he specifically had not subpoenaed or issued any subpoenas in the Brennan case. That turns out to be incorrect. He's not in charge of this investigation. I took it down when I was corrected. I have reason to believe that there is a grand jury proceeding. I have a reason to believe that this is going to happen. I know the president wants it to. It's not about revenge or retaliation. That's the battle cry of the left. No, Trump is not targeting his political enemies and making up crimes. This is about holding people accountable for the egregious crimes that they committed during his presidency and even in the 4 years that he was not presidency, in an effort to destroy him, in an effort to bankrupt him, and an effort to keep him off the ballot in all 50 states, and in an effort to lock him up and throw him in jail. These people all need to be prosecuted. This is one continuing seditious conspiracy, which is why, Alex, I think that the trial can take place in South Florida. That I think that the final act of this conspiracy at Mar-a-Lago means that we can actually bring this to trial, not in D.C., where you will never get a fair trial, you'll never get an honest judge or an honest jury, but in South Florida, where you will get real justice.
And let's be clear. We know that the reason Trump and the Justice Department knows about this is because Bolton was sending this around to the media, sending it around to MI6, and the Russians grabbed it. They then released it, and then the DOJ and the Pentagon, everybody go, no, those are real. So we have him not just having the illegal documents that he's not supposed to have, we have him transmitting them. That's why he's charged basically with espionage here. And the word is, because I was asking people, and it's not Ed Martin, it was other people. Martin was dealing with my cases, and he wanted to be very clear, because he gets called in by Todd Blanche every time I talk about something, saying it's him, it's not. That they were going after Bolton, not out of vengeance of Trump, but because Bolton was cut and dry, and we know behind the scenes, when documents now come out, he's working with Bill Barr, even when he was AG, even after Bolton wasn't in office, and that they were quarterbacking with the Democrats behind the scenes and then making sure when national security evidence came back, that's now been released, that Trump was totally innocent of Russiagate. It was created by Hillary and Obama, directed by Obama, that he then gave Trump a fake briefing, which is also completely illegal. So the word is they're going after Bolton because they believe he'll start singing like a canary and it falls into the dominoes of the Democrats. Roger Stone.
Alex, I think you're absolutely right. I also believe that there is some inquiry looking at former Vice President Mike Pence. It is very clear that Pence and certain others in the national security apparatus actively worked with Peter Strzok and those at the FBI to set up one of the greatest American patriots it's ever been my privilege to know, General Michael Flynn. And I think we're going to finally get to the bottom of all that because,
Comey went on three different programs, two national TV, one forum, and said, outside the law, I did it myself, I set up Flynn. I mean, he said he did it.
Yeah, he bragged about it. And I think that is now being examined as part of a larger conspiracy to destroy the general and to force him out as the national security advisor. So I've read some very good stuff about this morning on the net. I'm hopeful that this is accurate and that there is an accurate examination of Vice President Pence. It appears that he was a Judas goat from the very beginning.
Yeah, he was actually quarterbacking it. So we actually know that. So I know Brennan's the mastermind. Obama comes up with the basic game plan, but Brennan is the mastermind. There's no doubt. that it's in the documents. We knew it long before that. But from all my evidence, James Clapper is the weak link. And is heavily involved, but also very cowardly and weak. And from all my assessments and others' assessments, they believe that that is one of the things we'll see, and that he'll be the one that sings like a canary. What do you think about that, Roger?
I think that's a pretty good analysis, Alex. By the way, I want to congratulate you on your interview with Tucker Carlson on the Tucker Carlson Network. It was riveting. It was absolutely amazing. I enjoyed every minute of it. It was terrific. I want to congratulate you on that. To go to your question, yes, I remember, just for those who need to be reminded, General James Clapper is the one who testified under oath to Congress insisting that the U.S. government did not have any metadata collection program on American citizens, which was, of course, a lie. Then Edward Snowden, revealed that that was not true. Now, you would have thought, if we had a reasonable system of justice in those days, that Clapper would have been charged. But no, instead, he gets a job teaching ethics at Vermont College. You can't make this stuff up. And he gets a gig at CNN as a national security analyst. Now, I do think he is weak of character. And I think once you start looking at hard jail time and the possibility of being convicted of treason, if not just conspiracy, in the Southern District of Florida, that he may expose the whole rest of the cabal.
Wow. Just to get it on record, here is President Trump responding to the news of John Bolton, who is, folks that don't know, is well known to be selling data to foreign adversaries, a truly nasty creature, very arrogant. Again, it goes to Trump's blind spots. What the hell is he doing having him in the administration? He figured it out rather quickly. But here is Trump responding to it.
Just indicted by a grand jury in Maryland. Do you have a reaction to that?
I didn't know that. You told me for the first time, but I think he's, you know, a bad person. I think he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes.
Have you reviewed the case against him?
That's the way it goes, right? That's the way it goes. Will I what?
Have you reviewed the case against him?
No, I haven't. I haven't. But I just think he's a bad person. Okay, anybody else?
Bragging that he gave the president fake briefings. Remember, all the Democrats are like, we're going to give him fake briefings. Well, who did that? They got rid of Flynn because he wouldn't. They put him in to give him fake briefings. That violates so many laws, it makes my head spin. To hold back national security reports, the president is a major crime. I mean, it's insane. So this guy's been very arrogant. So has Comey. So has Letitia James. No indictments of deep staters first time, as you and I predicted there wouldn't be. We had the weak Sessions, and then the evil Barr, we now have documents, was working behind the scenes, literally directing stuff, even Trump's indictments after he was out of office. I hope, you know, Bill Barr is in that category, but I know he's down the line. But regardless, what do you think's going on inside the deep state right now? For the first time ever, I've been monitoring Hillary's interviews. I've been monitoring Obama. I played a few clips a few days ago. They're both stuttering and stammering and look like deer in the headlights. I'm picking up palpable fear, Roger.
Yeah, I sense the same thing, Alex, although they all are on the same talking points. You can see it, whether it's Peter Baker in the New York Times or whether it's these jokers at the Atlantic. Donald Trump is on a rampage of revenge and retaliation. He is seeking to prosecute people, inventing crimes. He's directing it all personally, when in fact it's really about accountability and justice. The people involved here, whether it is the Russian collusion hoax, whether it is the two impeachments, we now know definitively based on this new report that the CIA was well aware of Joe Biden's Ukrainian corruption. And he asked them and they agreed to suppress the distribution.
And then they had an impeachment of Trump knowing he was completely innocent and was actually doing it. Remember the Biden tape that got released when he's vice president? When Trump's coming in, he goes, he's telling the president that he goes, do not ask for any money now. We'll give it to you to the IMF World Bank. Trump is very sophisticated. If you ask for money, he's going to bring in all the documents and find out about what we've been doing. Do you understand? And they couldn't help themselves and still ask for money. So Trump on it literally stays up till 2 a.m. every day, every issue looking at it. I mean, it's not an act that he turns coal into diamonds in his ass, folks. He literally, for the American people, it looks at everything. And you notice behind the scenes, Biden's like, hey, Trump's very sophisticated. And yeah, he is. It's just incredible that he was dead on. Then they tried to impeach him over trying to stop billions being stolen from U.S. taxpayers.
Yeah, as we now know, the second impeachment, the so-called Ukrainian impeachment, was both offensive and defensive. It was offensive in the sense that it was a continuing part of their effort to just get Trump and drive him from office. It was also defensive because it hid the egregious crimes of Joe Biden. The fact is, Joe Biden threatened, as he bragged openly about, to withhold $1 billion, I believe it was, from Ukraine, unless they fired the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma and his own son. But we now know, thanks to documents released by John Ratcliffe, the CIA director, just days ago, that the CIA investigated this, confirmed that Biden was involved in this corruption, but that Biden had asked the agency to suppress the distribution of those documents within the administration, and the CIA complied.
And, against President Trump, who they then allowed to go through impeachment. I mean,
can't make this stuff up, I know.
But what the good news is finally the CIA is releasing stuff. I mean, we're all told Ratcliffe can't be trusted, but does this mean he might actually be coming under Trump's control?
Well, Ratcliffe has done some things that I agree with. For example, he was the first one to document John Brennan's jamming the Steele dossier into President Biden's daily intelligence brief, which set up the rationale for the entire Mueller investigation. Set up the rationale for the FISA warrants to spy on Donald Trump in his campaign. So, do I think that report could have been deeper? Yeah, I think the House Intelligence Committee version of it is far.
Well, that's my point. The stuff we got from Gabbard on Crossfire Hurricane, all that, he had it in her position, the first admin. That's my point. I'm not trying to witch hunt him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I've made this argument. I said that, look, I don't understand why this stuff was not released in the first Trump administration. But look, Tulsi Gabbard is a hero. The way she has meticulously, methodically released all of this documentation. And now, of course, she's been charged with studying the voting machines.
Stay there. I want to get into that. Let's move out of Trump now into the Democrats. Their calls for violence. Have you seen, Roger, did you see Don Lemon saying illegal aliens should buy guns and attack ICE agents? Did you see this?
I have not seen that.
I mean, people,
it doesn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, that's illegal, folks. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Now, I've played this clip probably 500 times in the last 6 years or so. But here is former Vice President at the time, Biden, at the Council on Foreign Relations, bragging, and the documents later came out, plus the Russians were able to get recordings of it, of him saying, this prosecutor was exposing my son and me stealing all this money, so I just called up, you know, them and said, hey, you know, I'm in charge, and if you don't fire the prosecutor in a couple hours, we're going to hold back billions of dollars, and son of a bitch, they did it. Then Trump looks into this, talks about it, and the Democrats impeach him over it. Now, that's an indictment in the House. He wasn't found guilty, but he was impeached. So, and now the CIA releases documents a week ago that they all knew and actively covered it up. We need charges against the people running the CIA at the time. Oh, who would that be? People like Pompeo? People like Brennan. I mean, it's just, these guys have had a free hand for so long. Here's the clip of Joe Biden.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was going supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Solid. Literal. You watch The Godfather, they have the fake commission meeting based on real events. It's like, those are the real gangsters. These are the people that want to cut your son's dick off. I mean, these are the people that think they're gods. And Linsky's about to wrap at the White House. We'll talk about that with Roger coming up next segment. But, I mean, Roger, the arrogance of these people. Why does Comey brag, "Oh, I went illegally and set up Flynn"? Why does he brag on, is it so their minions think they're invincible? I mean, why do criminals love to brag?
I think it's because in the past they have joined they have enjoyed a monopoly with the mainstream media. So they lie. Then those in the mainstream media who, until relatively recently, held sway in this country, reinforce those lies until they become a fact. I'll give you a couple examples. The Russians interceded in the 2016 election to assist Donald Trump. That's a lie. There's no evidence of that. The Democrats did an online hack of the Democrat, pardon me, the Russians performed an online hack of the Democrat National Committee. That's a lie. There's no proof to that. Donald Trump dallied with prostitutes in Moscow when he was a private businessman contained in the fake Steele dossier. Completely fraudulent. But they have enjoyed this monopoly, Alex, so they say something and it gets repeated by the mainstream media enough times that it becomes a fact.
Now, Alex Jones sent people to pee on kids' graves. No one ever did it. It's not true. They just say it. Trump says the KKK are fine people. He said the KKK are horrible people. They just lie. They get away with it. But not anymore.
Yes. Yes. Well, not anymore, thanks to the existence of InfoWars and a half dozen or a dozen other important platforms where the truth is told, thanks to truth tellers like yourself, like Tucker Carlson, handful of others.
And now they are so scared. If they thought I was a problem, Roger Stone, now they got Elon Musk and everybody else. Back in 60 seconds, I want to shift gears. And the Democrats call for violence. I want to talk about the Russia situation. I want to talk about Israel. We're going to move quick with Roger Stone. And I got massive breaking news after that. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X. You're the Paul Revere. It's back in 60 seconds with Roger Stone. StoneZone.com.
Alex Jones. Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice.
his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy
for Patsy Cline, early 1950s. So Willie Nelson needed money for groceries and diapers and sold this song for, what, 50 bucks? I asked him that personally. He said, no, it's true. But a living legend, Willie Nelson, 90-something years old, wrote this song back in the early 50s. Yeah, well, it would be crazy to be working with the Democrats. Roger, big picture, just brief question before we hit this international news. Zelensky about to arrive at the White House. What are the Democrats going to do? Record low fundraising, record low polls. It keeps dropping. They're just doubling down, more radical, more insane, more anti-white, more anti-Christian. What is the state of the Democratic Party now? Because even their own pundits on CNN are going, look at the numbers, and we don't want to get overconfident here, but if the midterms were held today, the Republicans gain massive seats from what I'm seeing. Is you're Trump's former top political advisor. Nobody knows more than you. You told me privately Trump was going to lose in 2020 because the landslide wouldn't be big enough. They were going to steal it because people were listening to Q stuff. You were right. But what's your prognosis right now?
Well, Alex, first of all, it is early, and in American politics, a week can be a lifetime. But as of today, you've seen this evolution in the Democrat Party. I listened to the debate last night in the mayoral election in New York City, and nobody laid a glove on the most radical Marxist jihadi who's about to become mayor of that city. He and Jasmine Crockett, AOC, and that pompous old windbag Bernie Sanders, they are the new face of the Democrat Party. And Democrats like Chuck Schumer, the corporate liberal wing of the Democrat Party, have to kowtow to them because they control the party at the grassroots level and at the primary voter level. So I think that party is incapable of nominating a quote-unquote moderate. Remember, this is how Bill Clinton pulled that party back from oblivion after they'd gone off the deep end in the late 70s. But I don't think that they can pull it together.
I was about to say, I mean, they've gone up the deep end, what, five times worse than the 70s?
Yes, and then they bounced back into the to hold office under both Clinton and Obama. You also have to continue to be concerned about election integrity. That's why I think this examination of the integrity of the voting machines that Tulsi Gabbard is charged with is vitally, vitally important. We really need answers about whether those machines can be tampered with, whether they can be manipulated from the outside, whether that has happened, whether that can happen. This has never been fairly adjudicated. Democrats always say, oh, well, all those cases were lost in court. No, they were never lost. They were never heard. They always use some technicality to avoid examining the evidence in a courtroom. So this really does need to be decided. But if we have honest elections in 2026, given the incredible job this president's doing both on the economy and in terms of peacemaking, where I honestly think that Maria Corina Machado, the Venezuelan resistance leader who's been given the Nobel Peace Prize, should take the prize, accept the prize, and then present it to the man who really deserves it, Donald J. Trump.
Well, I mean, here's an example of not laying gloves on, you know, the Islamic jihadi there in New York. Virginia Democrat Jay Jones blasted a debate after GOP AG exposes 116-mile-an-hour reckless driving conviction and alleged scheme to dodge 1,000-hour community service. Giving his community service was for his own campaign. He says he wants to kill Republicans by name and their children. He wants to kill cops. Then the governor candidate supports it and won't decry it. And the Republicans are talking about 116-mile-an-hour reckless driving. Why didn't they bring up that he's the... He just also said during the debate, my main mission, like Letitia James, will be to put Trump in jail. So, I mean, the Republicans are, oh, you reckless drove, instead of, I'm going to kill these members of the legislature, I want to murder their families, and I want to kill police. Police officers need to die. And then they're, I mean, just like, what the hell is wrong with the Republicans?
Well, the one Republican that did call Jay Jones out very, very effectively was Vice President J.D. Vance. It's not incidental that the Democrats are dropping like a stone, pardon the expression, in both Virginia and New Jersey, the only two states that have gubernatorial elections this year. I think there's a very good prospect now that we could win both of them.
No, I know, but the Republicans aren't pressing the attack. Like Obama just endorsed the gubernatorial candidate and the AG. Everybody should be saying Trump just endorsed the governor and the AG that endorsed murdering police officers. I mean, this is insane.
I don't disagree that the Republicans in those states should be more aggressive. If I were running those campaigns, they would be more aggressive. But notice that Jay Jones has refused to drop, and his running mates have refused to renounce him, which I think will take them both down in the final analysis. The voters get this, Alex. I really believe they do.
No, I agree. And then the Republicans, like you said, I've watched the debate, or most of it in New York. It was weak. And then I watched the debate. I mean, they had this guy. I mean, I'll give it to the, what's her name, the really smart black lady running for governor. What's her name against this other?
Sears, Lieutenant Governor Sears. I thought she was very good.
Yeah, Sears is awesome. And then you got the weird white CIA lady, literally, that looks like a Martian or something. I mean, everybody should be acting like Sears and just eviscerating. That's because, I mean, when you have them, my God.
You know Stone's rule. Attack, attack, attack. And the Republicans need to pick up the attack in both states. Although, in New Jersey, I thought Chitterelli, the Republican candidate for governor, very effective in pointing out that his opponent, Mikey, whatever her name is, had tripled her net worth. Had actually, in one inside trader deal where she got information as a member of the House, Armed Services Committee, had tripled her net worth, had made a plus $7 million in one trade. When he pressed her on it, she said she couldn't remember whether she had made the trade or not.
Well, here's a short clip of Abigail Spanberger, literal CIA deep state. And then you've got the candidate against her, Sears, who obviously should be the governor, my goodness. And she won't even say it's wrong that the Soros-backed individual Jones running for AG, who also in the last debate pledged to put Trump in jail, so they haven't learned from that. When he's asked about all his stuff he's done, he goes, well, Trump's a criminal, I'll put him in jail. So we need people like Sears in government at the highest levels. Here's a clip.
Would it take him pulling the trigger? Is that what would do it? And then you would say he needs to get out of the race? Abigail, you have nothing to say? Abigail, what if he said it about your three children? Is that when you would say he should get out of the race, Abigail? You're running to be governor,
Miss Earl Sears.
I mean, we're talking about murder. We're talking about someone's life being taken from them. Have you nothing to say about that?
Look how evil Spanberger looks.
You're not going to address it.
It's like Emperor Palpatine.
Really, you can't go any further. You're a governor. You're supposed to stand up for all the people. Are you saying political murder is all right? Have some political courage. What you have done is you are taking political calculations about your future as governor. Well, as governor, you have to make hard choices. And that means telling Jay Jones to leave the race.
See, when I see Sears, I don't see a black woman. I see a badass. I don't care what color she is. That should be your governor right there. Roger, what do you make of this?
And I point out that that was a TV ad that is now saturating the state of Virginia. So Republicans are raising the issue the arrogance of Spanberger, the former CIA agent, just the outrageousness of that smug look on her face, kind of like a Stepford wife, was really extraordinary. This is the kind of thing that can flip a race where the Democrats were thought to have a very solid lead only weeks ago, both Sears and her running mates coming on very strongly here in the closing days.
Obama needs to be pressured to decry this because he's endorsed both Jones and Spanberger after this came out.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should all go on the attack on these issues. I think that plus the Democrat in New Jersey lining her own pockets through insider trading. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. You don't like corruption. You don't like politicians lining their own pockets at the public expense. I think that's a great issue that has gotten Jack Cittarelli within striking
distance. Damn right. All right. In closing, two quick issues. Democrats, I can play all the clips for you, but we already played last hour. Don Lemon tells black and brown people, quote, to buy guns, shoot ICE agents. Isn't this what the Second Amendment was written for? Close quote. They've got the Podesta plan in high gear. They're really trying this. What do you make of this behavior? And thank God the DOJ brought its first anti-related terrorism charge when they shot up the ICE facility. And then the corporate media says ICE doesn't exist. Briefly speak to that and them turning up the heat to beyond boil. And then separately, what do you think of Trump blowing up with the fifth drug boat or whatever? I hate the communist dictator Maduro, but I'm worried the CIA, who's already there on the ground, Trump admits, with regime change and the U.S. getting ready to hit ground targets, and they just removed the commander, who's a big leftist, who doesn't want the strike, which I think you should follow the president's order. If the president does it, I support it. This is in our hemisphere Monroe Doctrine. This is totally different, and they're killing millions with their fentanyl. But I'm worried about a Bay of Pigs and Trump being set up in an invasion of Venezuela.
There's a lot there to unpack. Also point out, Alex, that the Justice Department just brought a major espionage case against an NSA insider who was colluding with the Chinese to leak classified information. I was happy to see that again. Look, if I said what Don Lemon said, I'd be arrested tomorrow. We all recognize that. There's a double standard. There's no room for this call to violence. I'm not sure who employs Don Lemon today, but I'm
surprised. Well, what does Lemon think happens? We already have ICE agents of Border Patrol killed. What does he think when they kill more? Now he's literally on the hook for it. I mean, he's dumb.
Yes, dumb as a rock. He's a lemon. He's a sour fruit. But let's move on. In the case of Venezuela, I support the president's right to do anything he needs to stop the narco-Marxist regimes in Venezuela, in Honduras, which is getting increasingly active, and in Cuba. In Marco Rubio and in Donald Trump, you have leadership in this country that takes the Marxist narco network in this hemisphere very seriously, and I support the hardliners. Maduro must go. All right, Alex, it's my wife's birthday, and she's going to divorce me if I don't go.
No, I know, but I got to answer my question. I'll let you go. Roger, what about a get Bay of Pigs set up for Trump, though?
I don't think so. I think that he has control of the Central Intelligence Agency, and therefore I don't think that's going to happen. But I haven't studied it. That's my off-the-cuff answer.
All right, tell your wife I said happy birthday, and God bless, Roger.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right, let me tell you what we got coming up, and there's even more breaking. Has Zelensky arrived at the White House yet? He's not arrived yet, so we'll obviously pop in and cover that. I don't think we're going to see fireworks like we saw 6 months ago when Trump literally put him over his knee and spanked him. I mean, he did literally, but he literally politically did. That's coming up. We have so much more I haven't gotten into here. We have Wisconsin Democrats under fire for giving young children bracelets calling for President Trump's death. We've got more on what Antifa is up to. Now we're discovering all these illegal aliens, not just school teachers, superintendents, police officers, but it looks like people in legislatures are illegal aliens. I mean, this has been quite the invasion. All over the world, in Europe and Africa, they're stripping Bill Gates of immunity on vaccines and pointing out that they've proven these shots are killing people. We've got clips on that and so much more coming up today. But please remember that we are listener supported and we have a very rare sale going that ends today. Buy any product at thealexjonesstore.com and get a bottle of Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the heart, creates nitrous oxide in the blood. Is so good for your body. It's a great bestseller, but despite that, buy one of any other product, a t-shirt, ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get a free bottle of Nitric Boost today only, this Friday, at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, store-wide, 25% off on top of all the other sales. And today is the last day to get 50X entries on the awesome Corvette and Super Off-Road Jeep and $20,000. So last day to put in for the Corvette, another month for the Jeep, but today is the last day when you go in. You can win both and the $10,000 on top of each one of those. That's $20,000. And 50X entries. Normally there's 5X entries when you buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, 50X entries. Today is the last day to do that for the Corvette and have a chance to win the Jeep as well. It's a fun thing our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, does. And despite the fact that Democrats are very close to shutting us down with Supreme Court ruling and the receiver coming in from the state, we can be shut down next week or next month. I mean, they think a few weeks probably. Doesn't matter, Alex Jones Network support, because when you support thealexjonesstore.com, that funds the new network. And I don't own thealexjonesstore.com, so they can't grab that or take that. That's Bigley with all their dozens of clients in many, many years, everybody. So they're going to run right into a brick wall. And Bigley knows they're going to sue them and claim I own it and all this. They've already said that. It's totally ridiculous. Oh, yeah, that's why they're all these huge talk shows for many, many years they are the main sponsor of. So it's just a big, sick joke. But there you go. And so keep us on air. Support our sponsor now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss. These are incredible products, and they keep us on the air. And we have 80-plus percent reorder of the methylene blue, 70-plus percent all the other supplements. Nobody has that. It's because they work so good. All I got to do is convince you to go try them. But let's just say the products don't work, which, of course, they do. Or the T-shirts aren't badass, which they are. The widest selection and ball caps. Go do it to support us, and then you'll see how great it is to be hooked. I don't want to sell you Irish Sea Moss or Shilajit, or ultramethylene blue, or ultimate turmeric formula, or our bovine colostrum is back in stock. It's sold out for a couple of weeks. It's back. The very best out there. Incredible. I want you to get it, and you're going to want it over and over again. My job is easy if you'll just take the first step. And so you lose nothing but taking action. Support us once. It's all of you on the fence. Less than 1% of everybody, they are millions of listeners. And we appreciate them. Well, they are the tip of the spear. But if I could get more of you to just take action. This isn't a video game. It's not a Netflix show. It's not entertainment. It's the real world. The bad guys want to shut down for a reason. So get great products. Support the tip of the spear at the same time. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Here's Chase out there with the Corvette, with the great Nate Hughes, pardoned by Trump, J6 hero, trying to save people they were killing, driving the Corvette around the parking lot.
Hell yeah. Oh. All right. Today, last chance to win the Corvette on the AlexJonesStore.com. 50X entries. We got a J6er in there right now, peeling out 56 entries right now on the AlexJonesStore.com. Your last chance to win this incredible machine. Look at this. Oh. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. Get a free bottle of Nitric Boost with every order and win this Corvette. Your last chance is today. Get it right now. Be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Yeah, she's a triathlete, and she's published all the medical data showing how her workouts got way better after that happened. She wins major events. Just appreciate Meg's covering that. All right, let me just hit this, because I see this constantly. Remember the crazy black guy that had been arrested and charged more than 20 times for violent attacks, you name it, who stabbed the Ukrainian refugee in the neck to death? And it turned out that the judge that had let him out a whole bunch of times owns with her girlfriend or wife the NGO nonprofit that she sends these crazy people, black, white, you name it, to when she doesn't send them to prison, and then she gets all the government money, welfare. You're talking up to $30,000 a month at these mental institution drug clinics. Well, it turns out that the judge in D.C. that gave the two attempted carjackers that tried to carjack a woman, it's all on video, the witnesses, and Big Balls, who was working in Doge at the time, he tries to save her, and they beat him up with a bunch of other people. And then the judge said in the ruling, I'm here to rehabilitate people, not put them in jail. So she released carjackers, attempted carjackers, who then beat Big Balls half to death. And then Trump, that was the last straw, militarizes D.C., crime drops 98%. This is just crazy. Look, if white people did this to black people, throw their ass in jail. I don't get it. I mean, I'm colorblind on this, but this is these Soros judges and DAs. It's what they do. Elon Musk says this was a racist verdict by a racist judge. The simple test to apply is if the races had been reversed, the white kids would be in prison. Equal justice for all. Breaking: D.C. Judge Kendra Briggs has allowed the two teens who jumped Edward Big Balls Constantine to avoid jail and sentenced them to simple probation, stating her job is to rehabilitate, not punish. And then she owns, or she's part owner in the nonprofit that gets the money. Laura Loomer dug this up. Judge Kendra Briggs, the black Biden-appointed judge who just let the black attackers who viciously attacked Edward Constantine in D.C. off easy, is the director and treasurer of the pro-black nonprofit called District Motherhood, a blacks-only 501c3 for millennial black mothers in D.C. that is also involved in all this rehabilitation stuff. So it's the same story over and over again. Here's one of the reported people she just let go. Wonder what's going to happen now. It's just absolutely crazy, and it's meant to create division in this country. They know exactly what they're doing. Zelensky is arriving. Is he wearing a suit this time? And it looks like he is. He's wearing a Darth Vader black suit. Trump's talking about giving him cruise missiles to attack Russia. Trump set to meet with Putin again in Budapest in just days. We'll be right back with a special guest. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. As the speed's on ahead, but all right. A cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed the Jimmy in white. I mean, I'm passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seemed like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. Some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, I've seen James Williams stuff a few times here and there and like what he had to say. Then I started routinely watching him a few weeks ago because I think he really was nailing what I was even trying to say on air. And that's when I see people do that, and they say it even better than I can say it, that's like, wow, I want to talk to that person. Kind of like Jay Dyer. I've invited him down from Tennessee next week because he did a show yesterday here in the fourth hour where he really explained everything in an amazing way on what really runs this thing, the mad scientist, the dehumanization, the turning us into factory farm creatures. That's the end game of what you read in the 32 book, Brave New World, that Huxley in 61 before he died said was actually a plan. And his brother ran the UN, so he would know. So this is big picture, but it's all about good versus evil. And if you don't realize it's about God and the devil and the decision we make, then you have no hope. And we went in-depth with that with Tucker Carlson on Monday. That's been very, very viral and popular, so I'm glad people like that. So I wanted to get James Williams on just to talk about all the stuff that's going on. He's got 600,000 YouTube subscribers, and he helps Christians understand the prophetic significance of today's headlines through both analytical reasoning and hard-earned spiritual discernment. He calls it spiritual intel. After interviewing over 1,000 eyewitnesses to supernatural phenomenon during his paranormal career, Williams experienced a powerful conversion that redirected his mission to focus on biblical prophecy, spiritual warfare, and modern politics. Christian commentator James Williams brings a unique perspective to his analysis on current events, combining his background as an electrical engineer, former radio host, and world-renowned paranormal investigator. So he's a paranormal investigator, and it led him to God. And so maybe he's talking about himself a little while and his awakening, and then we can get into the current state of the world, where he sees things are going. James Williams, also known as Dark Waters. James, thanks for coming on, my friend.
No, thank you, Alex. It is a great pleasure to be here with you, man. It's an honor to have an opportunity to speak to you. I want to share something with you, not to take over your show, but Alex, I came here by prayer. And I would be remiss if I don't take the opportunity to pray for you and pray with you. So do you mind if we start this with a quick prayer? Are you okay with that?
I would love for you to do that. But then tell us a little bit about yourself and how you woke up. But go ahead.
Absolutely. Let's start with the prayer and then we'll go wherever you want to go. And there's a reason why I want to do this, because we're in a revival. And when you go into a revival, you have these grievous, savage wolves that come in because everybody uses Jesus Christ's name for elevation. And the only way we know who we're dealing with is when we test the spirit. So let's go real quick. I say kadosh, 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 kadosh. I say kadosh, kadosh. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. He's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. And he alone is worthy of our praise. My Lord, we come before you today thanking you for another gorgeous, beautiful day. And thank you for the honor to be in the presence of one of your men that you've established on the Mountain of Influence, Mr. Alex Jones. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every form of sin, iniquity, and transgression that speak against us into the courts of heaven. And we ask that you forgive us according to your word in John 1:9, where your word says, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now, my Lord and my King, I come before you on the behalf of our brother Alex Jones as it pertains to one particular thing that's going on, Lord. One particular thing. And Lord, you tell us, you say, bring me into remembrance. Come, let us contend together. State your case so that you may be acquitted. My Lord, my King, my God, the most righteous judge, there is an issue laid before us as it pertains to unrighteous judges coming against your son, your anointed, who you put on the highest mountain of influence. And Lord, I want to show you, share with you some things. In Isaiah 10:13, you say, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, that write grievousness, which they have prescribed. They turn aside the needy from judgment and they take away the right from the poor. Lord, also, the next thing I want to bring to you, Lord, real quickly, Proverbs 7:15. You say, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. My Lord, my God, there has been an abomination of justice against Mr. Alex Jones. And Lord, in fact, it's been an abomination of justice against your watchers, Lord. Mike Lindell, a watcher from your kingdom. There has been an abomination of justice, Lord. And as the Supreme Court won't do justice, as the lower courts won't give justice, Lord, we appeal to the highest court, the courts of heaven, and ask that, Lord, you give a righteous, just verdict on the behalf of our brother Alex Jones. Now, Lord, there's another thing that's here for us, Lord, that we need to take a look at, my King, and I'll be quick. Lord, your word says when a thief be caught, he must repay what he's stolen sevenfold. Lord, our brother Alex Jones has caught the thieves in action. There's all the documents. There's everything there, Lord, but nobody will hear the case. So we appeal to your throne, Lord, that not only do you give him a righteous verdict, not only do you do what men refuse to do, but Lord, that when it's time, when it's done, when it's complete, Lord, that he be repaid sevenfold, my King, my Lord, and my God. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. When I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Alex, for that moment.
Powerful. Even before you said it, I went, wow, he's about to do an appeal to heaven, which was the first flag. Not the Gadsden flag, not the Metzeron's flag. It was the appeal to heaven, that green tree, and it says appeal to heaven. The final appeal is to God, and George Washington knew that. And look, I understand God's plan. It's exposed their corruption. We go through this fight. You know, one door gets closed, another gets open. I put it all in God's hands. But if it is God's will that miraculous things happen, that already happened. Fake auctions, they got caught, whistleblowers, sending in armed security, no warrants, no court orders. We've already been through so much. Whatever God's plan is, God reveals to me what he wants me to know. I'm just at peace, and I'm actually, you know, joyous in so much that's happening, because I know it's all in God's plan, and so we'll see what God does. Now, James Williams, Dark Waters, tell us about yourself, and let's get into what you see happening in the world.
Number one, born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, which I like to call the Hogwarts of the world. And so growing up in New Orleans, you get to the point to where you understand that the world is supernatural, and that everything that's in this realm that exists, exists in another realm. And so graduated, went from Southern University, went to engineering school, fast forward, go through Hurricane Katrina, the greatest loss ever. And throughout my life, I'm wondering what is going on. I mean, what is happening? And then I have this great awakening where the Lord says, hey, son, I've sent you into this field of darkness, and I would interview eyewitnesses who've seen some of the worst things in the world, sit on the phone with them for hours. And I got to understand what darkness was. I've always been a Christian. I got baptized when I was 12 years old, but I went through this field where people were experiencing wicked things. And I got an understanding of what it was. And then the Lord said, now that you've seen the darkness, now I want you to come into the light. And that's when I got the knowledge of spiritual warfare. I would say,
so you're saying you got a commission. High. God literally came to you with a mission.
Yes. And then what happens after that is once I have this understanding that darkness is there, and you know, when you go through that darkness, you depend on him. Like kind of example, Tucker Carlson. Remember Tucker Carlson had the videos with him having the scratches along his side where he showed them when he was at his house in the woods. And then Tucker's came out and he said, I opened the Bible and I read the Bible. It's because that warfare pushes you into a certain agenda of God. Well, then he says, hey, start looking at the news. And I never understood how to interpret the news. It would be, I would watch you, Alex. I'm like, yeah, Alex is smart, blah, blah, blah. Then the Lord said, no, ask me about what's in the news. So I started asking him about things in the news. And then it turns out that the Bible itself, there are scenarios, people, situations that play out over and over and over again in our lives. Perfect example. I was talking about this earlier today. Rehoboam, who is who's one of the kings, the grandson of David. Yeah, he was a grandson of David. He turned his back on the Lord. And the punishment for the nation for him turning his back on the Lord was the Egyptian king Shishak came in and raided the nation. And then the most significant thing about it was not only did they raid the nation, they stole all the coffers of the nation. They stole everything out of the storehouses, all their treasures. And I'm sitting there saying, is this not just what happened to us when Joe Biden came into office? And it was like, wow. It plays out over and over and over and over again. And when we look at the word of God from a news perspective and see it playing out right in front of us, then we know what should be done. Alice, can I share something with you real quickly?
Please do.
Now, watch this. When you first posted my video, it freaked me out because I was in Fredericksburg with my wife and I go to take a shower and I hit your Twitter. Cause I'm like, okay, let me see what Alex is talking about. And I hear my voice. I say, what is this? What is going on? I hit it again. That's me. What is going on? So it dawns on me, Alex Jones just reposted me. So I don't get it. I get excited, but I'm like, no, something's going on. So I'm in Fredericksburg at this place called White House Lodge. It's out in the country. I go out into the darkness. I stand in the middle of a field and I say, my Lord, what is going on? What is this? Why is this happening? And I'm saying, what are you doing? Cause it wasn't me. I didn't do it. And I said, okay, can you tell me who he is? And I was like, I want to know who Alex Jones is. I mean, I know him. I've listened to him. I know his voice. I've seen his personality, but who is he? And then he disclosed this to me. He said, hey, Alex Jones is of the tribe of the sons of Issachar. And if you study your Bible, you know that these were the men and women in Israel that knew what Israel ought to do. They were military leaders. They were politicians. They were businessmen. They were entrepreneurs. They were everything. They were the leadership of that nation.
And then I said, okay, that's awesome. That's amazing. Great. And then he says, no, 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 no. And he's built a tribe of men like him. And I thought about it. I said, I wonder how many people listen to Alex Jones. You know, I never pondered it because it just, you're Alex. You're like, you turn on Alex Jones if you want to know what's going on. I said, Lord, let me go look this up. And it ranges between 30 million to on the high end, 80 million people that listen to you per day. And so I come back and I say, Lord, what is this? And he says, no, this is one of the many armies I have in the earth. And I said, wow. And then he goes on to explain that you've heard Alex say that he's a laser guided system. Yes, he's said it 1,000 times. He's a nuclear weapon. And he says, well, how is that system supposed to be weaponized? And I said, prayer. And then it dawned on me, Alex, you know, when you laser targets every day, you laser targets. The other day when you were lasering Todd Blanche, when I came in, you were lasering this judge that let the people out who beat up Big Balls, which is crazy to say that somebody beat up Big Balls. Wow. But anyway, you know, but you laser these targets. What we have to do as the ecclesia, because I'm pretty sure the majority of your audience is Christian, no doubt about it. What we have to do as the ecclesia is we need to pray about the targets that Alex Jones lasers. Now, there's issues that arise, like the issue that you have with there was a Bible, in the Bible, there was a judge that didn't have respect unto man or unto God. We run into the Supreme Court. They don't have respect unto man and clearly no respect unto God. And if you look at the series of things that just happened from the Supreme Court, there's you, there's Mike Lindell. Then there was a case about parents in Colorado who did not want their children to be transitioned without their knowledge. Okay. So they're not respecting men and then they're definitely not respecting God by not taking up that case. So here we go. When we find ourselves in these roadblocks, at these blockages where the agenda stops, we have a weapon system, which is InfoWars, which is why they want you gone, because if this merges, it destroys them. We have a weapon system in prayer to pray for God's judgment.
Well, you just said it. I've told the story many times because I was already Christian growing up and went through a lot of stuff and saw the occult. God showed it to me. I was never tried to get in the occult. They tried to get me in it. So I ran into it a few times. But God literally about 27 years ago, after I'd already been on my mission, gave me my commission and literally said, you are going to go out and wake people up to build the army for the next big move that happens. And then it literally happened. And so that's the amazing part about it.
I want you to know something, Alex. I drink your methylene blue, but I'm fancy and I only drink it out of wine glasses. Ladies and gentlemen, you should drink methylene blue out of wine glasses.
Allow me to take a sip. I've been drinking mine right here. It's almost gone. Look at that.
We know I'm fancy, James. Fancy James drinks it out of a wine glass.
But I mean,
watch this, guys. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
No, but it's amazing that you were already Christian like I was, but then you got your commission and God literally tells you the mission.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the plan is for everybody. Everyone here has a commission. Everyone here has a mountain that the Lord will put them on. Why? Because in Revelation 1:6, it says he has made us kings and priests unto God. That means that there's a priesthood where you pray to God, and then there's a kingship where you show through your influence his power, his might, and his authority, and his ability. And so that's our job. Now, the way we utilize the weapon systems here is for prayer. So when Alex lasers a target, I'm going to be praying. When Alex brings up a person's name, and we have to get over this one thing that for some reason are the ecclesia, which is the church, is kind of adverse to God's judgments, for asking for God's judgments. Well, God's judgments are perfect, period. So when we ask him, excuse me, to judge someone, he's going to give a perfect judgment. So it's going to work out, but we have to ask him. And the Bible says,
we're not the judges, so people kind of get hung up. Well, I'm not a judge. No, you're asking God to judge.
You're asking God to judge. And it's our obligation. In the beginning, it says, God said, let us make man in our own image and give them dominion. You know what Bill Gates and the person I hate the most is Yuriel Havari, who says, you know, there is no God. You know what the difference between them and us is? They understand that they exercise dominion. So when Bill Gates says he wants to modify the planet by blocking out the sun, he's trying to exercise dominion. When he says he wants to change the cows, he's exercising dominion. What we need to do and what we must do is exercise that same dominion, that shared dominion in prayer.
Right. If we don't exercise God's plan, the devil will exercise his.
Exactly. And that's how we got into this point. That's how we got to this point, because we didn't exercise his plan. We haven't stood in authority he gave us. And that's how we got here. And that's how come we have
so
these
God
problems.
So God gave us the deed, but we don't use it.
No, we're not using it. He gave us everything, and we're not using it. In fact, the Bible says as long as the heir is a child, he's under tutors and governors. And so we are heirs to an entire kingdom, but we haven't grown to be sons of God and daughters of God. So guess what? We're tutors. We're under governors. And when you think about being under the governor, you think about all these wicked people that are over us just being governors because we haven't broken free of it. But the word of God says Jesus Christ
so
came and
set
the captives
free. Authority.
You must step 100% into the authority. And then once we do that as a nation, once we do that as a people, as an ecclesia, all the rest of this stuff melts away. So before the break, you were talking about the judge and the racial issues with letting criminals out of prison and this and this. Okay. When we come into the full knowledge of the body of Christ, there is no race. There is no color. We're fellow Christians. But there's all these different things that have been designed to divide us because the kingdom of darkness knows that when we come into this knowledge, when we come into this understanding, that it's game over for them. So that's why we have these attacks. Another thing that is extremely important. Now, I refer to you as one of the sons of Issachar because that's what you are. And you have a tribe behind you. Each and every person has learned from you. That's the reason why they want to cut you off. The dangerous place that we're in right now with the president of the United States not stepping in for you, for Mike Lindell, and for all those other people is this. And Mr. President, if you ever hear this, I say this with all the respect in the world. You are an amazing individual. Awesome. Like, we've been blessed to have you. In the kingdom of God, which you are in, if you are a Christian. So please, Mr. President, please, I beg of you to stop saying that you're not going to heaven because it confuses your intercessors who pray for you. There's a lot of people who pray for you and it's not about you. It's about the kingdom. In this kingdom, there are watchmen. Those watchmen are people like Alex Jones, Mike Lindell, your close friend, Roger Stone. They're all of the same tribe. They know what America should and should not do. They have the inside information. They have the experience. But there's a group of people that you guys don't get to see. Those key people are gatesmen. So the watchmen are on the walls of the city. The gatesmen are behind the gate and they're praying and they're sustaining against the kingdom of darkness. They're fighting against that kingdom of darkness. You will never meet them. You will never hear their names. You will never see them, but they are there. I know they are there because I've experienced it. They are there. The issue is, when the watchmen get taken down, the gatesmen who are behind the city walls don't know what's coming. And so we cannot allow our watchmen, and there's more watchmen than just Alex Jones. This is about Alex, but it's not about Alex.
By the way, I said this decades ago, God told me my mission is to find more watchmen and to become obsolete because that's what we need is more watchmen.
Mm-hmm. So they can't target one watchman. And so if the watchmen aren't protected, the city falls, Mr. President. Therein lies the danger of us not doing what we're supposed to do.
And literally the left says, they say, Alex Jones keeps warning Trump. It keeps going up to him and other people like me. That's why they want me down. They literally say he's a watchman. He keeps raising the alarm. They even say it, literally admitting that God's right. The Bible's right. It's crazy how obvious it is.
They're a bunch of demons. It's a bunch of demon infested vessels. They know this. Alex, you do it all the time. You would do the voice. You'd be like, they're goblins hobbling around. They are demon-infested vessels. They know these things. The problem is the kingdom of God in this earth, we are not up to speed on all of these things. We have the most Christian-oriented administration in a long time, which we thank the Lord for. But there are things that
most churches won't, quote, talk
understand.
About politics. It was the black regiment, the black robes that led the Revolutionary War and everything else. You've got the churches just sit there and tell you about God, but they don't tell you about what the devil's doing or that you have a mission.
Yes, sir. But the issue is when we think of the church, we think of the building. We are you and your 80 million listeners are a church. You are the ecclesia. Me and whoever was with me is the ecclesia. This in the Bible says the God's judgment starts with the house of the Lord. And so we can't confuse the confusion within the church based upon the nonprofit industry, which there's the Lord was telling me something about an intra-guard. I don't know what it is, but it's something called infra-guard or intra-guard. Never heard of it. But whatever that is, that's a major portion of what's going on and what's wrong.
No, that's the FBI, clergy response teams, infrastructure, government secretly taking over churches.
What do they, what do they do? They give money and take them over? What do they do?
They control the doctrine and tell people to stand down and not be politically involved. So people can look up InfraGard. That's one section. But literally, I've told this story, but this is true. God literally explained to me, and you call it a vision, but it was just data that was given to me like 27, 28 years ago, was exactly what you're saying. And I was like shown maps that I didn't understand, like rings of people waking up and like the chain reaction. And your mission is, you know, commit the chain reaction, get enough people waking up so that, because they're going to target the leaders that are resisting it, the watchmen. You've got to get the number of watchmen up to a certain point that it's impossible. You've got to get the knowledge of everybody so that there's not only a few of you, we got to get that number up. And what God's told me in the last few years when I said my mission's complete, I still have other stuff to do. God literally told me, he took like a huge weight off my shoulders and said, your main mission has been completed. And that there's been enough watchmen launched that it'll be enough after that the enemy will lose. But it doesn't mean we don't all need to be super engaged. It's just saying that the main mission was completed, God told me.
Oh, I absolutely believe it. Well, whatever that organization is, that is the key to freeing the existing church from what it's in. Now, I would ask the president to take that to the Lord in prayer. All I know is whatever you didn't know what InfraGard was
and God just told you?
No, I didn't know nothing about it. He said, and it struggled. It was like infra. And I was like, what is infra? InfraGard. Okay, what is that? I didn't know what it was. I had no clue what it is. And when I looked it up, it was just FBI. Look at us, FBI. I figured, okay, it's just the FBI.
Notice but you didn't say FBI when you said InfraGard, but that's what it is. Yeah. It's their clergy response teams is a big part of it.
But when you go look at the website, it just says they're FBI. I didn't see. So nonetheless, that's where the church has been captured. That's where the liberation needs to be for the church, and it'll move forward. But the issue that we have is we must maintain the watchers in the gatesmen. If we can maintain the watchers in the gatesmen in this nation, then the kingdom of darkness in this nation will crumble, and that will be it. And the last thing, Alex, is I know we're running out of time, that I want to say real quickly is, as we see this revival sparking all over the earth, I mean, all over the nation and all over the earth, there's a beautiful thing that was just displayed. You see, the murder of Charlie Kirk, upon his murder, his blood crying out, spread his mantle all over the world. That's why we saw this giant revival everywhere. And that was God's sign to the deep state and the people who did it that no, killing my sons and daughters is not going to work. So to you guys that are in that organization, you know, the craziest thing, as a man of prayer who prays every day, the Lord will still forgive you. A lot of you. Those of you who stumbled into it and gotten there wrong way and you finally gotten yourself too deep, he'll still forgive you.
And hold on, we got more time. We're not on time, James. Let's come back in 2 minutes. That's what I say all the time. We need to give the people that aren't totally turned over evil, there's still time to turn back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesapp.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit. He was right about every step of the way.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you.
No, we just got a call. One of our big defense intelligence agency sources. This is not in the news yet. It's coming up 15 minutes. John Bolton just got confronted. We got the exclusive video coming up. And we got more time here with James Williams, Dark Waters, great journalist, great Christian patriot. And I feel particularly touched the Holy Spirit watching his videos and following what he does. I want to get him to host guest host some. And again, we're close to shutting down InfoWars. I fought as long as I could, but the new network I won't own. So we intend to go at least 19 hours a day from 5 a.m. to midnight. And I want to be able to just take all the work of all these great people and these people and just have all these folks on air. So that's part of our mission. People like James Williams. So I'll tell him that on air first. You're here in front of everybody. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it, but you were trying to make a point before we hit that break. But everything you're saying is exactly what I've experienced. And I'm not like some theologian. Mm-hmm. I went to church and Sunday school and all that. I literally have had God tell me this stuff. And then literally, people seeing it on air, God will say, go ahead and just show people. Trouble announced he's the winner at 127. And I'm 3 hours before he announces, before he even knew he won. I just said, well, Trump's going to win at 127. I just follow the Holy Spirit. It happens all the time. I've kind of got to be in a still place. That's why I've noticed you in your show. So sometimes you got to go away a few days and listen to God. That's my problem. I found when I'm so busy that it's hard to get the messages. It's usually in the middle of the night. God wakes me up and tells me something. And I'm like, I'm supposed to go on air and say, don't do rallies. And they're going to try to kill you the next month. And then I went on there and said it, and it happened. And I don't know how all that feeds in or, how it works, but I know it enrages the bad guys because they have their satanic intelligence that's not omnipresent, but through the demons and Satan's agents, call them aliens, whatever you want, folks, that they're here. The enemies know that. The bad guys are on board with it. But God has omnipresence. The issue is, we're imperfect vessels. It's how does God get it communicated to us? And we learn to just listen and just go with what God said. Because the older I get, the more I listen to God. When you're younger, you don't know what you're hearing. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world. It makes absolutely total and complete sense. Let me say this. And if you don't mind, we'll just practice this now, while we're talking. You see, in our prayer time between 12 and 3 p.m., just we listen and watch and scan the news. And then we'll ask the Holy Spirit, say, hey, what are you doing today? What do you want us to pray about today? And so there'll be an article that pops up off the page. And okay, well, the Lord wants us to pray about this. And then there'll be something else that pops up off the page. So just to give a demonstration to the audience how we do this, you just mentioned the fact that, I almost lost it. Get off my brain. You just mentioned about the judgments and the things that are going against you, right? The way we do this, on a daily basis, as the audience who listens to Alex Jones, is as he lasers the target, then we make decrees and declarations. The Bible said, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Right? So as it pertains to the trial and what's going on in them trying to close down InfoWars, what I would say is, Lord, your word says that you delight in the prosperity of your servants. Lord, we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ that they shall not shut down Alex Jones. And more further than this, Lord, your word says this. You say every weapon formed no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shall condemn. Lord, we decree and declare that every tongue, and guys agree with me as the audience and say amen. We decree and declare the name amen. Of Jesus Christ that every tongue that has risen against Alex Jones is now canceled, and no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Amen. And if you go throughout your day, ladies and gentlemen, listening to Alex Jones and doing this as he speaks, you will devastate the kingdom of darkness.
Well, the Bible says what two of you agree upon on earth under God's plan will be done in heaven. Explain that.
Exactly. Well, that's the minimum quorum in the spirit realm in the kingdom of God. The minimum quorum for agreement is two or three, right?
Then we go to 10. If I'm not mistaken, then we go to 70.
And that's why they shut down the churches during COVID. They're scared of it.
Exactly. And if you remember, during COVID,
hold on, stand there. 60 seconds. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Guest and Trump's meet with Zelensky in World War III. We cut from the guest to it, but I just felt led by the Holy Spirit with James Williams, Dark Waters, to stay with him on this. But after he leaves us, we have the clips. The crew walked in during the break and said, guess what Zelensky said when he asked, would he give anything up for peace? Zelensky said zero. And that's why we don't get a peace deal. And that's who's doing it. And I knew before I got it, so let me guess, zero. Yeah, zero. We have the clips is coming up. We have Bolton during his arraignment, being confronted. This is exclusive information. I want to invite James Williams up to do a commercial-free show. He can send all his points, all his talking points. We can do 2 hours commercial-free. And again, the receiver was here last week. The Supreme Court ruled against us on the Tuesday. And so we can be shut out any minute. But that's okay. We have the Alex Jones Network, all the rest of it. They're going to come after that. It's okay. I signed up for this. I know it's a Streisand effect. It's all in God's plan. I'm just supposed to continue on telling the truth. But in the time we have left, James, big picture, you have a great show. People should watch it. People should listen to it. And the left knows it's a spiritual battle. They skull and bones and all of it. They literally go and pray to be demon-possessed. So we need to pray for the Holy Spirit. They literally pray, you know, to be given this off-world intelligence that's marooned here. This is real, folks. And the left and all of them don't laugh at this. They know. And now they're out in the open Satanist. And then a lot of Christians still sit back and can't believe it. And even most mainline churches aren't even bad people, but they're just compartmentalized. They go, here's some preacher and listen to a choir. And, you know, maybe there's some Bible verses. And they don't explain. You're in the middle of this. And this is profound. And it's all being confirmed. And it's out in the open, and that only through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit will we be able to survive this and transcend this. And the good news is everywhere, it's even admitted by mainline news and studies and polls, people now know it's a fight between good versus evil. And I can tell you, talking about this with high-level government people, top generals, intelligence heads, you name it, none of them make jokes about this. You know, Tucker Carlson was not an atheist, but he didn't really believe in God, brought up Episcopal, wasn't sure it was real. And then he starts fighting evil and literally is in his house in Maine, and his wife's just gone to bed, and I'm staying at his house, and a little black shadow comes in and claws him and claws his back, and he's bleeding. He's told part of the story. And then it's literally he can't breathe. He's dying, and he says, he goes, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. And then literally it goes away. And then this hasn't been told. Then the next month, his crew starts getting attacked by demons. And so you go, well, then why would they attack? Because they hadn't called on God to protect them. And the demons can't help it. If you're not protected, they're going to attack. This is real. And then a couple of years ago, I'm at Tucker's house. You know, been with him before, hung out with him before, had dinner many times, going back 15 years. But he's at dinner with me, and you notice I've told the story, and I'm on his own show. He doesn't really bring it up, but because it's embarrassing, not for him, but he's just being nice, who it was. But I'm at dinner with him a few years ago in Maine, and he goes, you know, you heard about this demonic attack. You got told about it a year ago by me, but I didn't give you the details. Well, he goes, I had an experience on a plane flying back 4 days ago, and I figured out where it came from. And I said, someone laid hands on you, and they brought you into a room. And he goes, hold on. He goes, what? How do you know this? He goes, I'm just being told this by God. And I went ahead and described it to him. And he went, well, let me tell you the rest of the story. He would tell part, I would tell the next. And he literally, that's why he says I'm the most exceptional person he's ever met. It's not me, it's God, folks. But God didn't tell me. He said, it was just like, this is what happened to you. And so he's with this super famous rich person. He's been at their house for a few days. He's leaving. And they go, hey, we want to pray for you. He's like, oh, really? You're a Christian? Well, just come on in here. Bring him into this red temple, all this stuff. Put him on a throne. Put his hands on his feet. That sexually is how they study Crowley magic, black magic, through the feet or through, they can get you through your ass. This is how the black magic works, folks. But it was his feet. And I said, let me guess, it was incredible sexual assault, all these visions. I was like, yeah. And then he said, okay, and left and rejected it. And then flies back home, and a few days later gets attacked by a demon. So that's how real this is, and God's so real, literally told me this instantly to tell Tucker. Now that's how real this is, folks. You better pay attention. James Williams, Dark Waters, give us your take on that.
That's amazing. And no, spiritual warfare in itself is real. When you become saved, you are translated from one kingdom to another. It says, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And what happens is warfare ensues the minute you become saved. The issue is most people don't understand that they go through warfare. So imagine a kid.
So Tucker had really become saved and was thinking about God, didn't know it. That's why he was attacked, didn't understand it.
Yes, because think about the voice of Tucker Carlson. That's why they tried to capture him. And so when they couldn't capture him, oh, we can't capture him. We have to kill him because that voice will exalt the Lord. And so same thing with you, the same thing with anybody else. It's an attack to stop you from being exalted
by the Lord. It's like Palpatine says, Luke Skywalker will join us or he will die.
Yes. I want to revert just a little bit and rewind to something you said, because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but you went through this season of persecution, right? I mean, first of all, you're amazing because the whole world system came against you and you in good health. You look fantastic. You went through the season of persecution, and I don't know if you missed it or if you saw it, but from a spiritual standpoint, the Lord showed you that he is with you because he exalted you to number one in the news when you released your app. The way God chimes in on a battle is he exalts the one he chooses. I've been through it multiple times. People come at me, argue with me, fight with me. I don't even say nothing. And then I'm like, okay, Lord, whose side you going to pick? You with me? Or am I with you? What's up? And then, pew, exaltation. So the reason why you had that number one spot in the news, even though they fought it, it doesn't really matter. It was the Lord saying, no, you went through this persecution for my sake, and now I'm exalting you. So I understand you got all this crazy stuff going on with these people, but it's the number one sign that you've been given victory because you were exalted. Jesus Christ was crucified. He got beaten, bruised savagely, died, went to hell in the grave, and then guess what? He got exalted. And these are the patterns that are all throughout the Bible if we actually study the patterns of the Bible. Jesus Christ himself is the pattern for all men. By the way, Alex, I do want to plug one thing. I don't care if nobody go to YouTube. There is a Bible study that we do. It's called, the website is strongmenpraying.com. Strongmenpraying.com is for men only. Strongmenpraying.com. Go there. You can subscribe on YouTube. I don't care about
strongmenpraying.com. I'm going to check it out.
Go there, because what we end up doing is we discuss these things from this perspective. To talk about Tucker Carlson real quickly, and we just use Tucker Carlson's story as a kind of a place to bounce off, right? The reason why prayer is important is because prayer is for transformation and growth. Prayer is for decrees and declarations. Prayer is also for intercessions and warfare. So if you're not praying at all, then when warfare comes against you, then you don't know what to do. But you're
promised that there's going to be warfare. It's like you said, it's a spiritual intel. If you're not getting orders from headquarters, how are you going to win a war?
How are you going to win a war? And see, this is why that this, the nonprofit industry that's invaded the church has made it so dangerous, because people are not getting the spiritual intelligence that they need, because they're not building that direct relationship with Jesus Christ.
and they're not hearing directly from the Holy Spirit. Just like you'll know, I'll get it all the time. I'll be in the process of doing something. The Holy Spirit say, stop what you're doing right now. Go this way. I'm like, okay, turn and go that way. Because I've heard the voice. I understand what he's saying. And then there's the downloads that you get, which are the flashes, like,
exactly.
What is this? Like, it's like flat, like just images flashing.
No, I agree. But when I got that first huge vision, it only opens up as the years go by. It opens up at each point. It was like,
and it's like, it's almost like an accordion that's unfolding all of these events, like, and it keeps stretching. It's because we can't comprehend him. So it's like we get a glimpse of it. And he gives us a whole solution. We get a glimpse of it, then choom. But it's so immense, massive, that we see it over time.
Into the future.
Yes. But you don't know it at that moment. So I'm telling, I told you I came here by prayer. When I mean I came here by prayer, I literally came here by prayer. We pray every day from 12 to 3. And my life centers around that. I don't care if I do a YouTube video or not. The one thing I'm not going to miss is that prayer. And what ends up happening as you pray like that, you build an altar to prayer. Your prayer altar is you praying every day and at the same time every day. And then the Holy Spirit, angels, everybody knows
so the
when they have your full
attention.
So the
antenna gets bigger.
Yes, the antenna turns into a supercharged antenna. It turns into a Elon Musk version of an antenna, something that Elon would create. By the way, we've been praying for Elon to get saved. Because
and notice
Elon
he's starting to talk about God and Jesus and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because Elon will help us stand against what's coming. He will.
And by the way, don't think we can't get those people. Look at history. If God wants somebody like Saul, he just grabs them.
Grabs them. And that's why we've been praying for Jesus himself to go show up and see Elon. Jesus, go over there, please, sir, my Lord.
Say a prayer for Jesus to show himself to Elon, please.
Sure. Lord, we come before you today. Thank you for the opportunity again to be with our brother Alex Jones. Lord, we ask that you reveal yourself unto Elon Musk, Lord. Look, Lord, your word says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I ask that you, the Almighty God, in your infinite wisdom, Lord, you arrange a circumstance for Elon Musk to call upon your name. In fact, Lord, he has. Thank you. Wow. Lord, in fact, thank you, Lord. He went through the same persecution that Donald Trump went through. He's went through the same persecution, Lord, that Alex Jones went through. Lord, we ask that you close the deal with him. Lord, we ask this of you in the name of Jesus Christ and say amen and amen. I forgot he went through all that where they were burning his cars, remember? And they were firebombing everything. He went through the same level of persecution. And to the audience, guys, there's a reason why we go through persecution. Like, and I know, let me say this. I know we don't really like people like Hakeem Jeffries because they seem crazy. But if you just take a look at how God is moving, so they shut down the government. And this is the beauty of our king. They shut down the government. Donald Trump comes out and he says, this is Donald. I'm going to start firing people. I'm going to start laying them off. Even that, you go and you look on social media and you'll see people who've lost their jobs and they're crying and now they are reaching out to the Lord. This is what I was saying about the deep state. This is why I was appealing to you guys. The Lord is arranging circumstances for you to be saved. He wants all of us to be saved. Now, don't get me wrong. I am crazy. When I pray, I ask him to kill everybody that's an enemy of the kingdom. I say, Lord, the wages of sin is death. They refuse to repent of their sins. Kill them, my king. And he says, calm down, calm down. The reason why is because he wants us all to be saved, even the leftist liberals who are losing their mind. And I want to remind you of something, ladies and gentlemen, the leftist liberal who's losing their mind, that's like spazzing out. They are one or two generations from a Christian grandmother and grandfather. So the Lord wants them too.
That's key. James Williams, we'll get you back soon next week. We love you. Powerful. I am Jesus. I mean, I am JamesWilliams.com, YouTube, The Real Dark Waters. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
No, thank you. It's been an honor. Thank you, sir. It's been an honor.
Love you, brother. Want to meet you in person. Thank you. Okay. All right. We're connecting with Ivan Raiklin. He just confronted John Bolton with his lawyer, Defense Intelligence Agency. This is so important. Let's roll this video from the start, and then we'll go to Ivan Raiklin as he confronts the indicted John Bolton for espionage. Here it is. Roll it.
Mr. Bolton, how are you feeling?
Hey, Mr. Bolton, is Mike Pence going to be ensnared in the conspiracy to defraud the country?
Where's Abby Lowe? What are you doing, sir?
You're a joke. Mr. Bolton, you're a joke. There goes the rat right there. That's a coward.
Hunter Biden provided criminal syndicate over in Delaware last year, wasn't it? I'm the guy that asked you, what kind of crack you smoke, Mr. Biden? Yeah, that was me. And you asked me, who do I work for? I work for myself. The American people are wondering, why are you representing Jim Homie Comey? Why are you representing John Bolton? Why are you representing the Biden criminal syndicate? You know why? I know why. Because I've already done the investigation on all of you. It's known as the deep state target list. Every single one of you is going to have to face consequences because treason does not have a statute of limitations. If this administration is not going to hold you to account, a future administration will. And guess what? I guarantee it personally. If I'm not around to hold you guys to account, my kids will guarantee that you're held to account. So stay tuned.
Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, great patriot. Why weren't there 10,000 people there to peacefully confront Bolton, this traitor, this piece of crap? From in front of the federal courthouse, Ivan Raiklin is our guest. Ivan, amazing. Tell us what happened there and behind the scenes.
Yeah, what's going on, Alex? That was over in Maryland, in Greenbelt, Maryland. I'd like to give a little context that where he was indicted or arraigned, if you will, it's in the, because it is in Maryland, I always have to ask the question of what other deep state actors are in Maryland that could potentially protect him from facing prosecution. You got to remember that the only U.S. attorney from the, of the 93 U.S. attorneys that were, with George W. Bush, he was the only one, Rod Rosenstein of the 93, that remained on with Obama. And then he later became the deputy attorney general. So I suspect that Rod Rosenstein is probably leveraging his network and relationships with that U.S. attorney's office to make sure through some, you know, process of maneuvering that John Bolton's going to be free.
Now, They're trying to fix the cases.
Yeah, they're going to try to fix the case. But I'm actually, right now, as we're live, I'm in front of the Department of Justice. And I also wanted to call out the Assistant Attorney General, Jolene Ann Loria, who's head of IT and HR. I think that she is more of a deep state issue than anybody else because she's been there for 18 years as the comptroller, effectively. She runs the whole financial scheme of the Department of Justice. So all the payouts, settlements. I mean, if we were to scrutinize her maximally, I mean, we're looking at like a massive removal of a deep state operative in the DOJ. So I want to make it a point that I want to come here regularly and others need to come here regularly to shine a maximum light on this Department of Justice to help this administration.
Idiots say attacking bad guys in the DOJ administration is hurting Trump. No, just like we exposed Bolton, the Trumps get rid of him. Just like we exposed Bill Barr, we've been vindicated. No, we are the sentinels. We are the Rangers. We are the watchmen on the wall. And let's talk big picture. Three indictments now in the last few weeks. More coming. The deep state's not so arrogant. Obama's stuttering, looks scared on TV. What do you expect the deep state to do now? Ivan Raiklin.
No, I mean, one thing is that the deep state's going to continue to treason. I mean, they're going to continue to treason, season's treasons, if you will. And the reason why is because, let's face it, while Roger Stone and folks like you and others that are raided, arrested, right, and their devices are taken, well, when you do that, you effectively stop and slow down communications from happening. That doesn't occur to the John Boltons of the world or the Jim Comey homies of the world or probably for Tish James next Friday. They're going to basically have access to their devices to continue to coordinate the perpetual never-ending coup. Why? Because you got scum like I mentioned before in the DOJ that are essentially facilitating them to be able to
Here's an example. I mean, Roger Stone gets 24 people SWAT teamed and then pointing guns at his poodle over perjury that wasn't real. These people are involved in espionage. No perp walks, no nothing.
Right. Absolutely. And so the whole reason why you perp walk someone is so you stop them from communicating and coordinating and synchronizing the perpetual never-ending coup. But the guys in here are essentially telling Pam Bondi and your favorite one, what's his name? The deputy attorney general?
Oh, yeah, that's Todd Blanche.
Yeah, your favorite guy who's literally sitting right in here probably today. I mean, we can actually go around on the other side of the building, and I'll show you the entrance of the Office of the Attorney General. All those guys are probably sitting over on the other side, essentially scheming how to take out Alex Jones and InfoWars, right? Because why? You're the biggest threat. You have the biggest platform independent of any of the political party establishments in this town. And that's why I love you. And that's why I love you and support your work. And you're the first person I always call and say, hey, you want me to go live? Because you've earned America's trust. You've earned, definitely earned my trust. And that's why we're out here. We're here to expose the problems that our country faces.
Well, I know they think they take me off the air. They can get me. We're not going to be off the air, but they're definitely coming, and they're not backing down. Did you see Don Lemon call for illegal aliens and any brown people to buy guns and basically kill ICE agents? They're escalating with major uprisings. What do you see about that? You're an expert in regime change. What do you make of it?
So while they escalate violently, I've always advocated peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical. Okay, what does that look like? I'm literally on the footsteps over here. Let's take a look. Office of the Solicitor General. That's the lawyer that presents cases before the Supreme Court, right? We have to identify every single employee of the Department of Justice and put them in three categories. Category one, you're either a deep state target list member that needs actioning, meaning criminal referrals eventually. Number two, you're a coward that has enabled that first category. And third, we have to identify those true patriots that are putting everything on the line to go in here and work to be able to root out those first two. Because I argue that a coward is worse than a traitor. A traitor is essentially taking the courage to violate rules, laws of society and say, you know what, middle finger to you, society. Whereas the coward just quietly, complicitly enables that to occur. We got to make sure that all of them are exposed, Alex. And I'm basically here for it.
When you saw Bolton looking him in the eyes, he doesn't look too happy.
I didn't quite see it. He didn't look too happy. He literally sprinted out of the courtroom. I barely got one or two frames out with my friend here, Joseph Philip Daniels, who's behind the camera. And he barely got him because he went from the door to the vehicle that was staged right there. Now, it was a little different than setup than James Homie Comey, because even James Homie Comey went in the underground where they parked their vehicles and didn't show his face to the public.
No, I agree. Meanwhile, so how do you think that finally we have real indictments? This didn't happen the first head, man. How do you think the deep state's feeling right now?
They're feeling it, but I still argue that it's not even close to being enough. Because let's face it, Alex, look at what the precedent that they took and what they've done thus far over the last 11 years of treason. To include all like the DNA mutilation platforms that they forced us into injecting our bodies with. Not this guy, but many of us, right? So, I mean, one key figure that you saw in that clip, I think you played it, is John Bolton is one of the cast of characters. The common thread with a lot of these folks you're going to start seeing is Mike Pence's name is going to start coming up more and more, right? You're going to start seeing the lawyers behind all of this. Abby Lowell, who represented Hunter Biden. Remember the guy that one thing that wasn't caught on camera is I went to Delaware last year when Hunter was being the trial against Hunter Biden, and I sat outside of the courtroom, and an individual comes out, and I'm sitting at the bench just outside the courtroom in the lobby, and I recognized it was Abby Lowell. He comes out and is like, hey, Mr. Lowell. And I stood up and put my hand out and said, Ivan Raiklin, I'm the guy that asked your client what kind of crack he smokes a couple weeks ago. What do you say to that? And he got really angry and he thought, well, who are you? Who do you work for? And I said, you know what, buddy? You don't raise your voice on me, but my name is Ivan Raiklin, and I'm here to make sure that you and everybody in that Biden criminal syndicate is held to account. Even if our,
we got a special guest coming in studio, but I want you to.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com. the number one news app in the world.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
These shows aren't some genre and, ooh, they're entertaining and, wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated, chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no. And we're valiantly fighting because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are at the tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this. And the future is so dark if you don't. But we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him off. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And they're little minions. Most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away. You can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourself. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. Smith, the War Room, 3 p.m. today in the twilight of InfoWars. They have the receiver. They have the Supreme Court says, screw us. Could be next week, a month from now. All the idiots saying, oh, we're crying wolf. They were never trying to shut us down. Well, whatever. But we'll come back even stronger. But it shows the bad guys haven't given up. And Mel Kay's done big research. According to my sources, she's dead on. Who's next? I've been hearing Jack Smith and others. We've also got some of the top Democrat lawyers. This is big coming up. I also want to talk about the press conference Trump had with Zelensky, some amazing statements made by Zelensky. But Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, great patriot, out there confronting John Bolton after he showed up for his arraignment today. We have the left trying to have uprisings. We have Don Lemon calling for shooting ICE agents. They're clearly not giving up. What should we be most concerned about? 3 or 4 minutes, closing comments, Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, I think the biggest concern for Americans and patriots right now is this building right here and the building on the other side of it, which is the FBI headquarters. Two things. We have cowards up at the top, and we have deep state traitors that still run amok inside of there. My assessment is that most of the people that are in here right now that are stopping the accountability from occurring are somehow tied to Rod Rosenstein and then up the food chain to Mike Pence, right? That's kind of the top cover that these deep state actors are affiliated.
Yeah, that's key. So much of the protection is Republican deep staters like Bill Barr, we know. Yeah. It's not just Democrats.
Right. At the top levels, they're basically running the senior leaders in this DOJ. And on the Democrat side, you also have folks in there. I mean, they're all deep state, right? Whatever you want to call them. But the individual names are what's important to start rooting them out. Like I said before, I think one of the key individuals is Jolene Ann Loria, Assistant Attorney General. Okay. She runs all of HR. Who comes in and out, who gets disciplined, who doesn't. If whistleblowers come in and come back in, she basically is the block or is the final authority on blocking or allowing someone in a position that's a non-political appointed position, if you will, in the DOJ to slow roll things. On the other side of this building is the FBI's headquarters. I argue that Jim Comey is still running the deep state and the FBI that come up to Cash Patel, similar to Pam Bondi here, and they say, oh, Cash, you're the best person ever. Oh, you know what you need to focus on? You need to focus on the fentanyl. You need to focus on the child trafficking, right? All this other stuff. Meanwhile, don't focus on the people that actually created the infrastructure for all of that to happen. Don't focus on exposing
Epstein.
Right.
They don't want the head of the snake cut off.
Yeah. Bottom line here, I'm in it to get this head of the snake. And that's why I'm starting to physically come here. And I would suspect that you're going to start seeing more and more people. I would recommend the following. Again, peacefully, legally, morally, and ethically, you know where the entrances are. I would recommend people basically camp out here for a few hours during rush hour going into the building and a few hours rushing out, coming out of the building. And if you happen to stumble across somebody, introduce yourself, hand them a copy of the deep state target list and ask them, why are you doing nothing to these traitors? or ask him certain questions such as, why are you still being a beta cuck coward?
And here's the good news, though. Trump is impatient, and Todd Blanchard kisses his ass, days are numbered, because he's literally keeping Republicans that caught election fraud in jail. He's anti-Second Amendment. He's a Democrat.
Nina Peters.
And Nina, this is another blind spot for Trump. And notice the Republican establishment, oh, don't attack Trump. No, we're helping Trump. We're helping America. I've been letting people find all the media and shows you do.
Yeah, I mean, all hands on deck at this point. And I think this is the main problem. We all voted for accountability. This is where the accountability takes place. And if they're not going to do it, we need to remove those that are complicit in covering up the deep state, both Republican and Democrat. I could care less party. And I think you do, too. So we basically got to come. I mean, let's do a video. Who knows? This guy could be one of them, for all we know. We have to start identifying individuals, right? We have to identify the individual deep staters and apply maximum motivation for them to do the right thing.
It's a whole new ball game. Yeah, the Q people say, just sit down, eat popcorn. The black pills say, give up. No, we are victory-pilled, 1776-pilled. I've been having people find you.
I'm on X for now. Thanks, Elon. Ivan Raiklin. And then Rumble as well as Telegram and Substack. Ivan Raiklin, look me up.
All right, Ivan, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, brother.
Great job confronting John Bolton. All right, Mel Kay is an author, filmmaker, podcast host, NYU degree in film and journalism. She's focused on facts and covering corruption and following the money of the globalist machine set on global domination. Mel Kay is also associate producer of Roseanne Barr is America, the producer, Joel Gilbert, another great guy. Mel Kay Show, themelkayshow.com. All right, you've got a lot coming up next hour. You're going to be sitting around here hosting the show. But tell us what you got coming up. I want to get to Zelensky. We haven't covered that yet.
Yeah, we can. But Jack Smith, it looks like, has been referred to the DOJ. This is a very big deal, obviously, because some of the things Ivan is speaking about, we have to name individuals. And there are many individuals behind the scenes of all the Jack Smith work that are career criminals, as far as I'm concerned. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the No Kings protest. There is more information about the funding behind that. Adam Kinzinger from January 6th committee has been implicated in Arctic Frost. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit about the World Economic Forum has not given up. They are not giving up. They are continuing towards Agenda 2030.
Their new head's Larry Fink.
Yeah, and meeting this week about a new cyber world order, of course.
So. And you got all the censorship, all the internet IDs coming in everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
So they haven't given up.
No, not at all. And they're talking more and more about cognitive warfare, injecting things into people, tracing and tracking everything. It is all about cyber warfare on us, the battle for the brain. And that's what this entire conference is about, how to manipulate brains as weapons.
Everybody, you're the Paul Revere. Take the live feeds from Rumble, Relox Jones, radio stations. Tell them tune in now. Mel Kay does a great deep dive, a wonderful researcher. So now, look, Trump wants peace, but Zelensky and NATO have not said they'll ever give an inch. They want NATO membership. They want full weaponization. They want occupation. That's why Russia invaded to begin with, because the West kept using it as a proxy war. Victoria Nuland, you know, all of them bragging about it. So I'm not just saying Russia's perfect, but they're not on our doorstep. We're on theirs. So Trump had Zelensky at the White House just recently. That event ended. Zelensky pressed on peace deal concessions and says, no, nothing, give me more weapons, we'll give nothing up. So when Trump says Putin isn't making concessions, he already has. And so Russia's not going to budge. Trump says war is unacceptable, you never know how it ends. In a response to what he said 2 weeks ago, Ukraine can win and maybe take part of Russia. Then we've got Trump saying Bush started the war. A lot of them started wars, but they don't solve wars. I saved tens of millions of lives. This is pretty much the last one, and I think we're going to have success. Well, I hope he does, but his own CIA and others don't want it. So just play these clips. First, Zelensky saying no concessions, and then it ties into Trump talking about, will Ukraine invade Russia? Back to back, here they are.
Natasha Nova from Lindell TV, and although I love asking you questions, today my question is for President Zelensky.
Sure. Ukraine. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Our president, President Zelensky, President Trump, just brokered a peace deal in the Middle East that all Americans, both sides of the aisle, are very proud of. But to meet that deal, both sides had to make concessions. Our president has stuck out his neck in many ways to make a peace deal for your war as well. What specific concessions are you willing to make to end this war with Russia? Will you give up joining NATO? Americans have foreign war fatigue, and our president, as he said, we need our tomahawks too.
To me?
Yes, you, President Zelensky.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's some question. Right?
So many questions in one. Thank you very much for your question. First of all, I think we need to sit and speak. The second point, we need ceasefire. Even now, you see in the Middle East, it's very difficult to hold ceasefire. Everywhere, in every war, it's very difficult. We want peace. Putin doesn't want. That's why we need pressure on him. We will speak with President today what we need. We understand what we need to push Putin to negotiation table. And as I said previously, so we are ready to speak in any kind of format, bilateral, trilateral, doesn't matter. Matter, just peace. This is important. And we don't speak about NATO or NATO. For Ukrainians, it's very important. Of course, it's our decision, decisions of allies to decide where we are.
But are you willing to get
Yes, but the most important thing, the most important thing for people in Ukraine, which are under each day's attacks, to have really strong security guarantees. NATO is the best, but weapon is very important. Allies on our side is very important. And between us, for us, bilateral security guarantees between me and President Trump is very important. I don't know, we didn't speak with details about it, but this is the most important document because the United States is very strong.
Sir,
President Trump.
NATO occupation, more weapons, zero negotiation. But for me, the big takeaway, Mel K, is this. Lindell TV, that they just default judgment last month, like they did me.
Right.
$1.5 billion for questioning elections. How do they like it? I mean, without getting into details, you know, the White House has asked us to come up there with reporters. We don't have the money to do it. We'll do it soon once we're through this. But they're literally bringing the real reporters in. And what a genius question. What an informed question. Trump's like, wow, a real question. I mean, the game changer to me is not NATO won the war to go forever. We already knew that. It's that this total game changer, the nightmare of the globalists with the narrative totally changed with real reporters in there. Because we know for decades, it's all been vetted, prepackaged questions. This is revolutionary.
Right. And that was Kara Castronova, and she is great. And what she is asking is the bottom line. They need to negotiate because Putin does not want to continue the war. That is not true. He doesn't want to expand. The entire story that the mainstream media has lied to the American people about in Ukraine is not what it seems at all. We actually, under Obama, overthrew the duly elected president in Ukraine in 2014. And since then, basically, the CIA, Victoria Nuland, and others have run that country, not to mention all of the money with Burisma and everything else.
And they've testified to Congress and admitted it.
Yes.
So it's not like, look, we're not saying Russia is perfect, but we started it.
I actually have that video, if you want to play it, of Victoria Nuland admitting it
in front of Congress. We'll do it when you do the show. But the point is that now they released the CIA documents that indeed Biden went and did do everything Trump said, and they tried to impeach Trump over it.
Right, but the most important thing is that right now this could be solved by honoring the Minsk agreements that were agreed to, and that Merkel later said that they just totally made them up to arm Ukraine. And we are surrounding Russia.
And that's why Russia's like, we want a real deal. We're not going to give you a pause.
Again, what are they going to be lied to? They were not supposed to expand NATO to begin with. NATO is not a military that is a defensive force. It has never been a defensive force.
The UN says it's going to be their global police force.
Yes, of course. And the bottom line is that we don't need to have a Fourth Reich. And the truth of the matter is they want a united Europe without Russia.
Well, the EU was a Hitler project.
I know, just like Brzezinski. They wanted a united Europe with, and Brzezinski went back in with Obama. We know that George Soros wrote the NATO World Order document. It's on the Open Society website in the 90s, just a few years later. Bill Clinton expanded NATO against the will of the people that had made the decisions to begin with. And the bottom line is us.
Well, yeah, we made agreements in 91 not to do that.
Oh, yeah. And us having a relationship with Russia is actually beneficial to us and the world, not just for
Geopolitical trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
So here's another clip. This is Trump responding to a chilling thing on Truth Social 3 weeks ago that, Ukraine can win and get more territory. Here, again, we love Trump, but when he says dumb stuff, we're going to expose it. This is bullshit. Here it is.
You said that you think Ukraine could ultimately take back all the territory that it's lost so far. Do you still think that's the case, or do you think there'll have to be some sort of
swap of territories?
You
never know. Look, you know, war is very interesting. You never know, do you? You just never know. With war, war and peace, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. The Lucky Charms, you know, leprechaun may show up and wave a magic wand. Here's another clip. I want you to respond to that. Bush started a war, which is true. Trump says he wants to end them. Okay, great. End them. But you just saw Zelensky say, I'm not making any deals because NATO won't negotiate. Here it is.
To the best of my knowledge, we've never had a president that solved one war. Not one war. Bush started a war. A lot of them start wars, but they don't solve the wars. They don't settle them. And especially when they're not, when they have nothing to do with us. I sell almost, I guess, just about all of these wars had nothing to do with us. But I saved tens of millions of lives. The Prime Minister of Pakistan said, I saved millions of lives in interceding on Pakistan, and you look at Pakistan and India as an example. That would have been a bad one, two nuclear nations, right? So I say this, this is pretty much the last one, although I do understand that Pakistan attacked, or there is an attack going on with Afghanistan. That's an easy one for me to solve if I have to solve it. In the meantime, I have to run the USA, but I love solving wars. You know why? I like stopping people from being killed, and I've saved millions and millions of lives, and I think we're going to have success with this war.
All right, Mel K., what do you think is really about to happen there? Because Trump, oh, we have a peace deal, and then, of course, it's still war ongoing.
Well, I honestly think that there are new people around him finally, and frankly, what we need to do is also acknowledge that Russia is allowed to exist. The whole concept.
Yeah, NATO says, and the EU says they want Russia gone.
That's right, of course. But also, you and I both know World War One, World War Two, World War Three. They're all about consolidating power after the war. They're about the reconstruction. You know, Zelensky went to the World Economic Forum. We're wide open. We had the Sam Bankman-Fried was in Ukraine. We had the whole digital infrastructure in Ukraine. They're testing weapons. They're testing bioweapons. Ukraine is not a country. It's not a free democracy. It was completely taken over as a test battleground for the Third World War that they need no matter what if they are to save their financial world order, which they built after World War II. All of this goes back to the end of World War II and a long game plan. And the bottom line is Zelensky is not even legitimately president. His term ended over a year ago. It is because of martial law. Let the Ukrainian people vote. If that is a real democracy and that's what they're standing up for, then have
and the Russians have asked for that. So, Mel, you're a smart lady. What do you think is going to happen?
I think that Trump is going to push back against him. I frankly think that him and Putin are going to work things out. We're going to open
Budapest.
Up. Yeah, and we're going to open up and we're going to start doing business with Russia, in Russia and here, have joint agreements.
This idea that Trump goes back and forth to the table, that's how you get a deal done. He's not being suckered by Putin or anybody. Take the Gaza stuff. You have to do this a lot to get it done.
Yeah, and you have to remember there's a lot of different things globally that's going on in Gaza, including that port right there that China wanted. And now it looks like the people in the EU, I mean, the people in the UAE and the ones Egypt, they're going to take over there instead of China, because I believe that was the goal for China, was that port on Gaza. So there's many different things
going
on.
That's smart. Force an Israeli-Arab alliance, cut China out.
Exactly. That is exactly what's going on. That's why Bassent said yesterday that it basically was the whole world against China. And I think that it's because they are all working it out to be able to work together.
Well, China just cut off 95% of rare earth minerals.
Yes, and exactly. And
people are like, oh, what's that? It makes everything run.
And guess where we can get them? Probably the Arctic in Russia and the Arctic in above North America. So we got to start taking a different direction. And frankly,
saying you see Trump pragmatically really doing good stuff for humanity. Like he went to Saudi Arabia and had them increase oil production to record level. Even though that hurts U.S. oil production, it's good for the world.
Right.
I mean, Trump understands it's all connected.
Exactly.
He even said, I want cheap energy for everybody.
Right. And the truth
That's
is,
like Santa Claus, what he did.
Right, of course. And the truth is that there is no problem on Earth with energy. It is all a fraud. It is all a lie to put all the oil and gas and everything in the hands of the
Well, the Great Reset
powerful.
Is about cutting energy to make us poor.
Right.
Trump's literally the opposite, make us wealthy.
And not just cutting energy to make us poor, cutting energy so that their AI can run all over the world in their global public infrastructure so they can achieve Agenda 2030. It's all been a fraud, and honestly, I think Trump is on to it. I think
there's no doubt he's going against their plan.
Oh, yeah, and also he's dismantling a lot of the supranational things that came out of World War II, including a lot of pieces of the UN. That whole maritime tax is a joke. You know, Yellen was behind that. He said no way.
Well, that's right. People argue who Trump works for. you can pragmatically look. He works for the people. He's dismantling the old order.
Yes, of course. First World War II, America was betrayed. I frankly think our debt is because we paid for the entire war on communism, Cold War, the entire war on terror, no defined enemy, and the entire globalist expansion. That is our debt. We paid for this. The United States of America certainly paid with the Marshall Plan was a total fraud. We paid for the EU. We paid for the Europe.
And now they want a new Marshall Plan for Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. It's already in the bag. $500 billion they want to rebuild. You got BlackRock in there. You got Monsanto in there. They took over all the land. You know, the IMF, they own
money. So what does Trump do? Is he doing good cop with Zelensky? Because he's...
I think, well, to me, if I was to advise him, I would say that they stop the war. If they don't, we pull out of NATO. And frankly, we should start sanctioning Ukraine. It is an experiment. Zelensky has no power. We have to go back to the Project for a New American Century and everything that they've done since then. That was Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld. That's why he's talking about
Bush. Speaking of that, Netanyahu, what happens to him now? He said we'll do October 7th stand-down investigation once the war's over. He doesn't want it to end. Clearly a stand-down, not defending Hamas, but the point is a stand-down. What happens to Netanyahu now?
I believe that he has to go off into the sunset. I really don't think that he can rehab his reputation around the world, and we need a whole world to be able to cooperate. Obviously, the UN never worked. It was never meant to work. But we do need a better way forward that is cooperation. That
but
is
will
not
Netanyahu let that happen?
I don't know if he will have a choice. We will see. In the meantime, you know, he has been very outspoken about his own issues there, but I do know that there's a very deep, deep state in Israel as well that does not want him there. So we'll have to watch
that.
We'll
see what happens. Mel Kay, you're about to host in the fourth hour. Can't wait to hear what you cover. And I'm going to be running around like a chicken with my head cut off on the deck with the receiver trying to shut us down. What's going to happen there? We'll have news for you soon. We are down to 0 hour, but it doesn't matter. Our enemies don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Our sponsor does that owns the Alex Jones Network, where we continue on. It's built, the backup studio, huge, beautiful studio, even better than this, being built right now. You're going to start seeing that very soon. That's where your money goes. The AlexJonesStore.com, huge sale today, 25% off store-wide. The very best supplements, widest selection of paper apparel, the last day to enter for the Corvette, the Jeep, and all that. 50 times for any purchase, entry into the sweepstakes. That's how you fund the second American Revolution worldwide. So take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It takes money to win wars, and there's Bigley up in Arkansas that is funding this whole place. You're funding this place. Thank you so much, thealexjonesstore.com. But I'm telling you, you've seen the rave reviews. You've heard the listeners. We have the best methylene blue. We have the best spike protein detox. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Speaking of spike protein detox, a free bottle of Nitric Boost, a bestseller, with every order on top of 25% off, today only, so it's all kind of coming together, and the last day, if you buy any product, 50 times X for the Corvette, today's the last day of that, the next month, the Jeep, you can enter for that as well. So, all those reasons, a free bottle of Nitric Boost, 20%+ off on every order, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much for your support. We'll be right back with Mel Kay in hour number four of The Twilight of InfoWars. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss. It gets a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-filament formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, and it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones until I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine's one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish Sea Moss and Suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is, no, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello there. I am Mel Kay, sitting in for the fourth hour. I am excited to be here, and I want to kick it off with something Alex and I were just talking about before the break. I have a clip number 6 of Victoria Nuland back before Trump was president, before most of us were even looking at Ukraine, testifying about what happened after the 2014 overthrow of the duly elected government in Ukraine under the Obama administration. If you could jump to number 6 and let the audience take a look at what she said back then.
And U.S. advisors serve in almost a dozen Ukrainian ministries and localities, helping to deliver services, eliminate fraud and abuse, improve tax collection, and modernize Ukrainian institutions. With U.S. help, newly vetted and trained police officers are patrolling the streets of 18 Ukrainian cities. In courtrooms across Ukraine, free legal aid attorneys funded by the U.S. have won two-thirds of all the acquittals in the countries. Treasury and State Department advisors have helped Ukraine shutter over 60 failed banks and protected the assets of depositors. And since there can be no reform in Ukraine without security, over $266 million of our support has been in the security sector, training 1,200 soldiers and 750 Ukrainian National Guard personnel, and supplying life-saving gear. In FY16, we are continuing that training and equipment of more of Ukraine's border guards, military, and Coast Guard.
So, seeing that, what you need to know is that before Donald Trump even came in, we were giving hundreds of millions of dollars to Ukraine. The CIA was embedded. Victoria Nuland was choosing judges. They were choosing police. They were fulfilling their banking, pitfalls. They were paying their debts. This has been a long-term game. A lot of people don't really realize that way back in the 90s, we were already embedded in Ukraine. In fact, George Soros, on his own website, The Open Society, still has his Toward a New World Order, The Future of NATO document, where he speaks about the future of Europe, basically a Europe without Russia, where Ukraine is a hub for, I guess, the military, not to mention that a lot of infrastructure was put in there. We certainly know that in the World Economic Forum meeting back in 2019, well before the war, Zelensky was saying that he was open for business. We found that Sam Bankman-Fried and crypto was in there, all kinds of digital infrastructure. But I'd like to remind you how long ago Ukraine was already infiltrated by the deep state. George Soros in clip 5 is talking about when he first put his forces on the ground, open society, USAID, everything else on the ground in Ukraine way back in the 90s. Please take a look at number 5.
George Soros, pleasure to have you on.
Same here.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognized about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Do you think Ukraine will be able to assert a kind of independence from Russia and an alignment with the West, not a specific alignment as in NATO, but a kind of orientation toward the West, or will the Russians always stop them?
No, Putin will try to destabilize Ukraine. The foundation has been functioning ever since, and it played an important part in events now.
So there you have it. They have been in there since the 90s, counting on Ukraine being theirs. Never forget that the Minsk Accords were supposed to be adhered to by multiple countries, and Merkel came out later and said they never intended to adhere to them. So Putin has no reason to believe anyone, but he does believe Donald Trump. And it is not a surprise that he is meeting in Budapest in Hungary with Viktor Orban hosting Trump and Putin, particularly because right now in Hungary there is a Stop Soros movement. And that is including also Poland and Romania and Slovakia and many other countries. They want their national sovereignty back. The EU has never been and is never going to be what these people wanted or believed it would be. In fact, it was built out of World War II, out of the funding of World War II. And frankly, the American people have paid for the experiment called the EU the entire time. The Marshall Plan was actually a U.S. taxpayer-funded beginning of the EU. We paid for the entire euro. We paid for a lot of things there. And what has it come to? It has come to a totalitarian takeover of all of the nations that are inside the EU, and we have to stand by them now. Frankly, at this point, I agree with Martin Armstrong put out what he would say to Donald Trump, or five things he should say to Zelensky. First, he should honor the Minsk Agreement and allow the people of the Donbass to decide what they want for their future. Two, he should, if Zelensky refuses, he should then put sanctions on Ukraine and stop paying and stop funding them and stop giving them money. Three, if that doesn't work, pull out of NATO, pull out of the EU, and let's get back to what George Washington said. Our country should be neutral, not fighting wars all over the world, particularly endless wars that end up being for profit in the reconstruction. So hopefully that will happen, and everyone is looking forward to the Budapest meeting. In the meantime, Zelensky is there flexing his muscles. I don't think he has much power left. And honestly, he hasn't been president there since almost a year ago, March, but they won't have elections because they're in martial law. And in the meantime, there's no democracy there. There never was. It was always functioning as kind of a EU stronghold for someday a war with Russia. And none of us want that. What they are walking towards is a World War III, because like World War II and World War I, after the war, the powers that be that fund the war, the international banking cartel and the international organizations, supranational groups, what they do is they consolidate power after war while everyone is decimated and people are down. This is how they work. They want to go to Agenda 2030. They are not letting up at all. And we will get into that in a minute. But I did want to announce some breaking news. It looks like Special Counsel Jack Smith has been referred to the DOJ for misconduct probe and potential disbarment. It should be much bigger than that, honestly, because the Jack Smith case encompasses much more than people think. The truth of the matter is that Jack Smith's case was actually born from the Lawfare crew. First and foremost, if you do not know who the Lawfare crew is, that would be Norm Eisen, Andrew Weissman, Mary McCord, and a whole bunch of people over at Brookings and some other NGOs out there that fund all of this stuff. It is apparent to many people that a memo was written, actually four memos were written by Brookings and Just Security, which is Andrew Weissman. Weissman's NGO at NYU, and they wrote practice memos, basically memos that could be used to go after Trump. They wrote four of them. All four of them went from, it appears, Eisen and Weissman to Lisa Monaco in the DOJ, and right after that, wouldn't you know it, out comes the Jack Smith, out comes Fannie Willis, out comes Alvin Bragg, Letitia James. All of that was already on Brookings. It was already there in their Get Trump file, right on the front page. So we knew, now have to look at who was really involved in the Jack Smith case. What was the Jack Smith case about? It is also suggested that there is a grand jury in Florida as we speak, because as we keep saying, the grand conspiracy may have started with Hillary Clinton and then Obama picking up Hillary's stuff and using it for himself, but it ended, or it continued, all the way to Mar-a-Lago, which was a completely illegal search. It was totally done in every way that violates the Constitution, violates Donald Trump's rights, and frankly, it was an egregious overstep. And the truth of the matter is they did not think Trump would get back in office, so they did not care. Well, they will start caring soon. I also want to mention that Jack Smith, it is questionable if Jack Smith's special counsel was even constitutional. Ed Meese and multiple other former AGs have written a letter, or had written a letter, that Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel was completely unconstitutional to begin with. Not to mention, I know all of you have heard about Arctic Frost, where they were looking at 30 million different accounts, all different things. Well, now it looks like not only was Jack Smith and his team involved in that, but so was Adam Kinzinger and other people who then were on the January 6th committee. So this is a very, very far-reaching situation. I also want to remind people that not only did they spy on Congress, but we have to remember a lot of what's going on here is because Barack Obama and his inner circle committed a major amount of crimes. And when they say it was against Donald Trump, that's not true. The crimes were against we, the people of the United States. Donald Trump is a president. He's one man. The crimes of the deep state and these deep law firms and Obama and the international NGOs that he supports were really trying to destroy America from within. Most people have no idea that Barack Obama signed on to Agenda 2030 in 2015 as a nation-state ending plan for global governance on a global public infrastructure with full track and trace surveillance, a totalitarian technocracy. After that happened, trillions and trillions of dollars were invested all over the world in making sure that this would happen. In comes Donald Trump unexpectedly. So we have to start thinking about the global situation when it comes to Russiagate as well. Because at that time, what we know for sure is that people in the UK, including Dearlove and Halper and other people that were around there, people in Australia, all collaborated with the Barack Obama administration, Brennan, Comey, and Clapper to take down Donald Trump, to block him from doing any detente whatsoever with Putin, even though he ran on that in the term that he would try to normalize relations and end endless wars. Well, they were not going to allow that to happen. Too much money had been invested in World War III long ago and over many years. And then once Agenda 2030 got put down on paper, the United States under Obama said that not only would we achieve Agenda 2030, but that the United States would lead the way to the tune of trillions upon trillions of dollars. And frankly, at this point, we have to start asking about our debt, because it appears to me that our debt has paid for the entire Cold War, U.S. taxpayer dollar, the entire war on terror, U.S. taxpayer dollars, and the entire globalist operation leading to Agenda 2030. In the meantime, I think we have to remember that way back when, Obama and his inner circle were caught spying on the American citizens, not just when Eric Holder and company used the IRS to go after right-wing and conservative NGOs, get all of the names of all of the donors, but after that, it continued on, basically, for 4 years, unabated. It wasn't until Admiral Rogers finally said that the NSA database was being used improperly. It turned out only 15% of the searches of American citizens, and there were millions of them, were legitimate or were at all through FISA. To lead to that, we should know that Barack Obama doesn't want Hillary Clinton to be charged, because frankly, it appears Barack Obama had his own back channels. Certainly, there is a document out there from the time when that was exposed in 2016. A judge Collier has a 99-page still classified document about the spying of Barack Obama and his inner circle on the people of the United States of America, particularly people that were not ideologically aligned in the plans that Barack Obama and his overlords in the international banking cartel and multinational global public-private partnership had for the United States and the world. As I always say, they weren't after Donald Trump, and frankly, they weren't after America. They were after the world, and America is in the way. That's why we have been dealing with this color revolution that kicked off a long ago, but went into high gear in 2016, which is why we need to talk about a couple of the people behind the scenes who have not yet been in front of us. Donald Trump mentioned Andrew Weissman last week. Andrew Weissman, of course, was part of the Mueller-Weissman team. In fact, that special counsel, the Weissman special counsel, that was actually Weissman, not Mueller. The truth about that entire situation was it was a cover-up. They were investigating something with $100 million of taxpayer money and 2 years of lies on media by Maddow and others. They fully knew that there was no collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. And yet for 2 years, they investigated a so-called Mueller investigation into the connections between Donald Trump and Russia that they knew did not exist. Because they knew that they did not exist when John Brennan went to Barack Obama before the election and told him that Hillary Clinton was working with the Russians and Christopher Steele to put together something to dirty up Donald Trump, make him look like a Russian asset, to detract attention from her private server. But frankly, it's looking like a lot of these people had private servers, as we learned today with John Bolton. He was going back and forth, even using AOL and Gmail, with the highest level classified information, just like Hillary Clinton. And nobody does anything, because frankly, since the murder of JFK and the forcing of the Warren report down our throats, it has been on the intelligence side, one after another, cover up in the name of national security, when really it's our government committing crimes against us. And then gets what? But they get promoted. The people that cover up, the people that lie, the people that do everything get promoted. Well, the entire Weissman-Mueller investigation was a cover-up for Crossfire Hurricane. Crossfire Hurricane was a whole cover-up, probably for the illegal surveillance of people of the United States of America the entire term of Obama's presidency. The entire first 8 years was an operation to destroy America from within, and now we are seeing it. Speaking of destroying America from within, as all of you know, there is the No Kings event this weekend, and it has come out that the No Kings event, not only do they have evidence that, in fact, there are multiple NGOs that are funding it, including ones connected to George Soros, but also the Communist Party of America and multiple other parties are coming out and joining them. So what is going on this weekend is a No Kings rally in a country, obviously. If we had kings, you would not be able to have your No Kings rally. So it's total BS. But the bottom line is that what is going on is that we have international NGOs that are funded by people all over the world. And what we need to do is follow that money. The good news is that Bassin and other people are using the Treasury and the IRS. So these should end up being big RICO cases. In the meantime, do protect yourselves. All of these people are essentially, they want to overthrow the government of America and install a communist, global, honestly, communist, technocratic, totalitarian world order. And they don't even hide it. And they will be marching in the streets tomorrow talking about the No Kings in America. Well, that's why we the people now have to get involved. Because frankly, if you are not getting involved in your local community, if you are thinking you'll let somebody else run for city council, somebody else run for student school board, somebody else do everything else, you don't want that. Because as they implement more and more AI, as they implement more and more surveillance, it is going to be the local governments in the United States of America that will have to say no. So any of you out there that are looking at this and you are scared or you're feeling like overwhelmed or what are we going to do, we see also the track and trace surveillance getting more and more. Though today it looks like Johnson has finally come out and said that they have to look at the surveillance. Well, maybe they should look at the fact that the Patriot Act is the most unconstitutional thing that ever happened to the United States of America. It should never have been passed, and it had nothing to do with 9/11. Actually, the Patriot Act was in Hillary care. So Patriot Act was in Hillary care. Then the Patriot Act was tried again by Clinton in an omnibus. Then 9/11 comes. Then they kick in the Patriot Act. And here we are. So the truth of the matter is that everything is connected. They want to destroy America. They want to take it over from within. They want to then join a global public infrastructure for total track and trace surveillance run by AI. And we have people in the United States of America that are still watching this and hoping for the government to save them. The government is not going to save you if you are not willing to stand up and save yourself. We are only 250 years old. You are still the founders of the United States of America. And what we really need to do is we have to look at this bigger picture. There are indivisible locations all over this country. Well, if there are, there are also NGOs that are funding indivisible all over this country. There are sustainable development, 17 sustainable development goals. That has nothing to do with sustainable development for we the people, this country, or any country. It has to do with sustainable development for the international banking system that was set up above our nations, that goes for, that pays for all sides of these wars, does the reconstruction after war, has manipulated our currency, has looted the American people, and frankly, it is sustainable only for them. What we need to do is to rip these tentacles out in our own backyards. You should be looking at what no-bid contracts is your mayor doing? What is going on in your local backyard? What UN entities, what NGOs are in your community? They are everywhere. We have been fully infiltrated, and it is going to be up to us. So if Speaker Johnson is going to be looking into the ridiculous level of surveillance that has totally dismantled the Constitution at this point, we need to start with the Warrantless Surveillance 702. If you recall, in April of 2024, going into the 2024 election, many of the people that were spied on, the 8 people in our government that were spied on during the last several months of the Biden auto president term, that was because they voted to allow Warrantless Surveillance 702 to continue in April. I said at that time, so did many other people, that if the government voted to continue Warrantless Surveillance 702, that there would be Russiagate 2.0. And frankly, I believe that there has been. And the good news is I believe that they were waiting for it. They know who was involved. And this goes all the way back to the grand conspiracy, which is why watching a grand jury be convened, actually two grand juries in Florida, leads me to believe that the grand conspiracy will tie together from 2016 to this day, to the 2024 election. It will encompass everyone that Donald Trump has rescinded their security clearance, but particularly the Lawfare crew. These people have been instrumental in writing the legislation for the open border. That was Cass Sunstein. Writing the legislation for Lawfare, writing the legislation for everything that has happened, all of the lawyers writing the legislation for gerrymandering all over the country. So that would also include Mark Elias. We have a legal system that has been used as a weapon against us, and that is where we are right now. As we are watching in New York City, it is not that easy to pull back after you have allowed multiple anti-American communist people come in and restructure your voting, your city. We had de Blasio, we had Dinkins. These are Democrat Socialists of America. We have another one coming in, Mamdani. He's obviously leading. He is a Democrat Socialist of America. We have the Muslim Brotherhood celebrating all over the world because they're going to control the two biggest cities on the planet, London and New York. And yet the American people are sitting here feeling like there's nothing we can do. There's so much we can do. And we just are not taking action. People are waiting for people to help them. Donald Trump is one man. He has given us a respite. He is not going to save America. You are going to save America. We have a respite right here. And do not think that all of these international NGOs, all the trillions of dollars that are invested in Agenda 2030 aren't going to be present in 2026. At the polls in 2026, there is going to be a lot of chaos between now and then and that day. So if you haven't gotten involved ever before, right now is the time to get involved everywhere you can, because Harmeet Dhillon is open to anyone volunteering anywhere in the country to help her with voter rolls, to help her with election, to help her with everything coming. We know that Smartmatic was indicted. This is an old indictment. We know things are coming out about Smartmatic. Of course, was created in Venezuela. We know that a lot of this is happening, but we have to be active locally. We have to be the Paul Revere's in our own backyards. This is how we take back our country. It has nothing to do with anything that they're saying. And the craziest part is the psychological operation is to only look at Trump. All of us should be looking beyond Trump. He is only there for a respite for us to get up and stand up and take back our country, particularly this next 2026 election. If you are not willing to run for office and you are not willing to do those kind of things, at least be willing between now and the 2026 election to secure that the voting is legitimate, to make sure that cheating is not able to happen, and to try to push to rescind any COVID election stuff, and also make sure that people around you know that you are the ones that need to make the difference. Because you know how de Blasio got in a second term? Because only 14% of New Yorkers voted in the New York mayoral race. If that happens again, New York is done. So please get out there, get involved. We all have a part to play. And I'm telling you, they are planning for 2026 to go back to office. And if they do, that is not good for us, and it's terrible for the entire world. So get out there and start fighting. I'll see you on the other side.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way. So if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, welcome back. Let's jump to the United Nations. So as all of you know, at this point, Donald Trump is trying to dismantle the Agenda 2030 tentacles from our country as fast as he can. He tried in his first term, and he is back at it. Today, a huge win. Of course, the United Nations thought that they could impose some kind of ridiculous shipping tax on the entire world under their so-called sustainable development goals. And Donald Trump has just said no. He's not going to participate in that. And this is one in many steps so far that he has taken to dislodge the United Nations and its massive money laundering operation that has been a complete failure since its establishment, at least from the United States of America. So it's been reported that Donald Trump was outraged that the International Maritime Organization was voting in London this week to pass a global carbon tax. You should know that Janet Yellen was all behind that and supporting that, as was the entire auto pen administration. He made it very clear that the United States will not stand for a global green new scam tax on shipping and will not adhere to it, and he encouraged everyone to vote no in London. That is a great move. Marco Rubio coming in and saying it was another success. But what we have to understand is a little bit more complex. As I say, our country is as sick as its secrets in my book, Americans Anonymous. Well, one of those secrets is that post-World War II, while the Dulles brothers and the international bankers and Wall Street and City of London were setting up the financial world order that we live in now, other things were happening with supranational organizations that came to pass along with the United Nations. First, you have to know that in 1945, there was an International Organization Immunity Act passed, an International Organization Immunity Act that is still in place today, folks, still in place today. This would be a big move for Donald Trump to do something about that. So what does that mean? That means that the Bank of International Settlements, the bank of all banks, the bank many people called the Nazi bank, and the bank that still exists and is pushing the CBDC, along with the IMF and the World Bank and the World Trade Organization that seem to funnel under it. 63 banks connected to the Bank of International Settlements are immune from investigation, from audit, from everything, not to mention the United Nations and 76 international organizations are immune from investigation, from audit, from looking at anything. They are all called inviolable. Why would that be? Why do we keep going down this path? Because not enough people are looking at the history that allowed this to go on. They set up a world order that was basically financial capture of the world after World War II, with the ill-gotten gains of 60 million people in Europe that died and were plundered, their homes destroyed, many people died in camps, and what they were doing in Switzerland and Wall Street and the City of London and the centers of the world was creating a world order that would be led by the United Nations, as per George H.W. Bush told us on the floor of the United Nations when he walked down there and said that we would have a new world order led by the UN. We all thought, kumbaya, great, the whole world's going to get along. It was the exact opposite. The whole world was going to be captured. But Donald Trump has gotten in the way. And not just that, you have to take a look at what he's done since he got back in office. A, he's rejected again the Paris Climate Accord and everything having to do with the sustainable development goals, which have nothing to do with sustaining anything except for making sure that we are watched, tracked, traced, surveilled from birth to death. Not just us, our natural resources, animals, land, water, cyberspace. They want to collect it all and then kind of rent it out to us. You will own nothing and be happy is their favorite thing. Not sustainable, but sustainable for the international order. Second, he pulled us out of UNESCO. Thank God. Most people don't know. UNESCO is the education arm of the United Nations, started by the original Robert Mueller, who had a real problem with parents and God and all kinds of things, him and his pal Alice Bailey at Lucis Trust. Well, where we are now is that our very infiltrated, dangerous, I believe, teachers unions take their orders from UNESCO, from Education International. A lot of people don't know that. Well, Donald Trump is pulling out again. As you know, he pulled out in the first term. And what happened after that? The O'Biden Autopen administration went back into UNESCO and then paid them $400 million in back funding. Everything at the United Nations and every tentacle, the World Health Organization, we pull out too. All of the tentacles are about a huge amount of money. If you do not know, there was a document put out by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden in 2023, where not only did they say that they were going to achieve Agenda 2030, but that they were going to put $3 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money into the coffer of the World Bank and the Bank of International Settlements to ensure that Agenda 2030 was achieved around the world. Now, that would be bad enough, except for that they are not giving up. They are not giving up at all. In fact, right now, the World Economic Forum is having their cyber meeting. This is their first meeting that they are televising. I don't know why. Maybe they want everyone to know now, or maybe it's a sabotage, but it is called the New Cyber Order is the topic of this World Economic Forum meeting this week. If you recall, if you were around back then when, if you watched the Mel Kay Show or other shows, we talked about the cyber polygon exercise and some of the other things that they were talking about. Well, this whole event is about a cyber exercise, basically, and a cyber virus, a cyber pandemic. So what this is about is they are talking about riding out the cyber storm, the new cyber order, and other things along those lines. Also included here are very troubling things about psychological operations. As you know, the NATO document, which is called Cognitive Warfare 2020, is all about psychological operations. The battle for the brain. It is about using the human brain from remote, from different energies or whatever, that they can use the human brain as a weapon. An individual, they can weaponize MK Ultra on steroids, or they can weaponize and manipulate the brains of groups or masses or whole countries, which kind of goes back to the Satanist in charge of psychological operations in the 60s, Colonel Aquino, and his Mind Wars, which was updated, I believe, to be NATO's Cognitive Warfare Document of 2020. Well, what they're going to be discussing here, honestly, is a lot of how to manipulate humans. As you know, Rockefeller's funded the Club of Rome. They put out Limits of Growth. Limits of Growth, which is part of the supranational groups that are all protected and have, you know, all of these special immunities. Well, frankly, they said that the problem on the planet is humanity. Humans are the problem. Well, again, they are reiterating at their cybersecurity symposium, the World Economic Forum, that that is still the case. This is called the annual meeting of the Global Future Councils and Cyber Security. And as some of their topics there are, like I said, riding out the cyber storm, but other ones are about brain technology. And I have a couple videos for you to show you how little regard they have for humanity, for people, for God, for our brains, for nature. Let's take a listen. We have number four. This is from the cyber event at the World Economic Forum.
We're not talking about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain. It used to be that there was very little we could tell from EEG activity. But already, using consumer wearable devices, these are headbands, hats that have sensors that can pick up your brainwave activity, earbuds, okay, headphones, tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear, we can pick up emotional states, like are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account.
Yeah, well, the question there for that lady is, who are we? Because you don't have any authority over us, certainly not the people in the United States, but I don't think in the world. I want to tell you some other things they're going to be talking about at this week's World Economic Forum event. Liberating food, accelerating divides in the race to intelligence, neurotechnology, striking the right balance. Of course, that was the battle for the brain. That's also coming. And frankly, they are going on and on. They are not stopping on Agenda 2030 on the full track and trace surveillance of everyone on planet Earth. The global public infrastructure is already built, as you know. And I will show you right here. They are talking about that there is definitely a new order. This one, cyber. The last one, financial. This one, all of them. Let's check out number two. They'll tell you themselves.
In this a little bit. What is a cyber order? Are we in some sort of a new cyber order in the last few years?
Yeah, I would say, thank you, Ravi. I would say we're definitely in a new order here. You spoke to the volatility. You spoke to the challenges. We see this rapid advancement of artificial intelligence. And at the World Economic Forum, when we look at cybersecurity, we say, okay, this is not something that can just be an IT challenge or in the IT department anymore. It actually requires cooperation. It requires interdisciplinary approach. And this is one of the reasons that we actually decided to host the meeting in the UAE this year alongside our meeting of Global Future Councils. We have assembled, 600 plus global experts across a range of different topics, historians, philosophers, scientists, full range of individuals, and the ability to actually have the cyber experts that are in the room with us today, as well as those following us online, and actually intermix those is actually critically important. And we've all, I think, been amazed at the capabilities of what Gen AI can do. And it's drawing on a wide range of knowledge, data, and so on.
You can end this if you want, because frankly, it is so over the top. And the truth is they have no authority. That is the global public private partnership. I'd like to just read you something that's in this. It says, we're talking about parallel expressions of domains of consciousness occurring on a subliminal subconscious level. This is in having to do with mind wars, the battle for your brain. You're no longer having to use your body to engage with expression or your internal experience. We need to get the aggregated neural data in order to train the models. So if you block any sharing of neural data, you will block innovation. So that means they need access to everyone's brains. Not in my world. But what I do need to say about this is that the problem right now that I'm having, that I don't understand why nobody in America is upset, is that Larry Fink of BlackRock is now the top of the World Economic Forum. He is the leader leading us towards Agenda 2030, leading us towards the fourth industrial revolution, where we will no longer be human, but we will be meshed with machines, and they will be able to read our brains and know what we're thinking at all times. On top of that, he is obviously the head of the ESG score movement that has taken over our country. He was very much behind the post George Floyd, billions of dollars that went into all different things, DEI. The scary thing about that is not only is Larry Fink now the head of the World Economic Forum, also a member of Trilateral Commission, also a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, all part of the global public-private partnership and the NGO apparatus that controls the world like a parent company, but also Larry Fink is the CEO of BlackRock. And why should that bother you? That is because almost every public pension, including the largest public pension in America, which would be California's public pension, CalPERS, but it includes Florida and Texas and New York and other places, BlackRock is investing your pension into things that Larry Fink believes are important to invest in for the future that will be lucrative opportunities for him. Just 2 days ago, he was on talking about tokenization, tokenizing everything in the world, not to mention he is pushing still the natural asset companies, which mean that companies come in as stewards of nature. They take over nature, and then, frankly, they want to tokenize it. They want to turn it into a new amount, some kind of new nature-based stock exchange. Again, they will own nothing and be happy. So all of this is still in play while the American people are being gaslit, and we have a color revolution on the ground funded by George Soros and other people through Arabella Advisors, through Tides Foundation, through all these people, because guess what? Who benefits from all of this chaos? Who succeeds from order out of chaos? Well, of course, the global public-private partnership, the international banks, the international order, and all of the above. Because if America falls, then they get the power, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the sovereignty, our borders, all of it goes away, and now they can actually go to the next step of Agenda 2030. So what we do have to start thinking about is, are you okay with your pension, your state public pension, being invested through BlackRock with Larry Fink, who runs the World Economic Forum and is laying out this dystopian Ready Player One future for all of us, not for them. They're not considering them in this. They're talking about we, the people in that room, are going to decide this. Well, are you okay with your public pension paying for the end of nation states, for the end of freedom, for the end of privacy? We already barely have privacy. The first thing we need to do is overturn the Patriot Act. But beyond that, having any of these World Economic Forum people advising our country, any of our leaders, anyone that goes to the World Economic Forum at this point, to their event in Davos or anywhere else, should be suspect. And as I said yesterday, there's a real shady thing going on as well at banks, including BlackRock, that is Sharia banking. So as we're watching the entire Europe fall basically to Sharia, and right now, as you know, the world right now, the minority in the world is actually white people at this point. So this is a cleansing of Europe as much as they can of white people. And if you think that's not the goal here, well, maybe you should start really looking at history and what has happened and who was behind it and why. Because the open border and all of that was a Clarid Piven strategy to collapse America from within, to create chaos, to create financial disorder, to create everything that we've seen. Also, if you think that it wasn't a psychological operation to prioritize illegal aliens in the last 4 years while American people were living paycheck to paycheck and going into debt. No, that's part of the radical Clarid Piven strategy that they've been playing. It's the whole color revolution to collapse America from within. What we need to also remember is that Barack Obama, Samantha Power, George Soros, and the rest of the people that overthrew multiple countries, including Libya, the most illegal war, I think, maybe after Iraq, as far as I can see, they used something right out of the UN, which is why, above all else, we should actually leave the UN and NATO sooner rather than later. They use something called the responsibility to protect. You can look it up. It is a United Nations mandate of some sort that Samantha Power used when she was in power, of course. And what it says is that if the president and the government of a nation is not protecting the people and that the people are in danger from their own government, then the United Nations can vote on the responsibility to protect. And at that point, they can go into a sovereign nation and overthrow the government. That is exactly what they used in Libya. And I believe right now, with the endless money going to these uprisings and riots and the organized demands to overthrow the government, they don't care about Donald Trump. They want to overthrow the whole government. So what you're looking at now, I believe, is a push to have America collapse from within, have us have a civil war here. Of course, the CCP bought, or whoever owns Gavin Newsom, is already talking about secession. And once they can do all of that, guess what? Then the World Economic Forum and the international banks and everyone else will join the United Nations in calling for a responsibility to protect for the very violent, destructive, authoritarian United States under Donald Trump, and they will try to come in and destroy us that way. That was something that was used over and over by Barack Obama and Samantha Power, and it should not be underestimated at all. Now, I also wanted to mention that going back, I did not know if you guys knew about John Bolton's participation in Ukraine, in all of this stuff, because John Bolton this morning obviously pled not guilty. But this goes back to Ukraine. First and foremost, remember, during the Ukraine impeachment, which was a totally fake impeachment, that was run by, in fact, the guy who has been after Trump since 2016. I call him the Wile E. Coyote to Trump's roadrunner. Norm Eisen was the prosecutor in the fake impeachment in Ukraine to cover up the crimes of the Biden family and everyone else that was involved there. But you might not have known that John Bolton was very involved in Ukraine as well, and that he had received money back then. I have a clip, clip one. It's from John Solomon long ago talking about John Bolton, and then I'll connect the dots with Ukraine and John Bolton after we take a look at number one.
Specifically mentioned something earlier about John Bolton and the Ukrainians. Tell us about that.
So this is a fact that you won't hear elsewhere in the media, but a few months before he joined President Trump as the National Security Advisor, he received a $115,000 payment for two speeches to Viktor Pinchuk's organization. Viktor Pinchuk is a very powerful oligarch in Ukraine and the man who is the single largest donor to the Clinton Foundation.
Okay, well, remember that with John Bolton. Well, guess what else? John Bolton, his advisor, was a UK operative named Fiona Hill. Well, what does Fiona Hill connect to? Of course, Talbot Strobe's globalist entity known as the Brookings, who also has Norm Eisen on their staff. So John Bolton is also involved in everything that has gone on, frankly, since the Project for a New American Century and the global domination by military might, which was really a money-making scheme for the people involved, including Cheney and Rumsfeld and all the rest of them. But everything that happened since the Project for a New American Century has really turned the country into an endless war for profit nightmare that we all need to end and be honest about. Also, I just got breaking news. Disgraced Prince Andrew gives up all royal titles, including Duke of York, as King acts after latest Epstein disclosure. So as you know, Virginia Giuffre's post... Post, unfortunately, she passed away. Her memoir has come out now, and it is pretty disturbing. I'm just starting to go through it myself, but it turns out that Prince Andrew has given up using his royal titles in disgrace after Virginia's book has come out. Also, she talks about many other things in the book that are going to cause issues, including being abused by the prince, but also by others, a prime minister, and other people involved. I also want to mention... while we're talking about Epstein, something else that has not really been clear out there. So a lot of emails between Jeffrey Epstein and Ehud Barak were recently released and not covered by the media. What we need to look into is Prince Andrew, Ehud Barak, and I believe Jeffrey Epstein were also trafficking weapons all the way back to Iran-Contra. So again, this goes all the way back to Bush, Clinton, Obama, and the Biden regime. They were all involved in every single thing that has happened basically since the Project for a New American Century took hold. Everything has been a long game for them at this point. But what we do need to know is that the Jeffrey Epstein case, first of all, the Democrats can go on all they want. There is nothing there about Donald Trump. It is completely bogus. But there is plenty there about Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. As you know, they were supposed to testify behind closed doors this week. They postponed. I don't know why that's allowed, but they did. In the meantime, it is said that the Duke of York and Jeffrey Epstein worked extensively on international weapons trafficking. And if that's the case, then you have also Hillary Clinton, while she was the Secretary of State and hobnobbing with Jeffrey Epstein, she was making huge deals, the biggest deal ever, to sell weapons to Saudi Arabia and other countries, while those same countries were investing in the Clinton Foundation. Never forget, Jeffrey Epstein had a letter submitted in his 2008 case that said that he, in fact, created the Clinton Foundation with Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Global Initiative. So now we have Prince Andrew stepping down. Virginia's book has come out. Again, J.P. Morgan has paid over $365 million to the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and yet they're saying that they don't know how to trace them. I assure you, they know where that money went. Much of it went overseas. A lot of it went to the Cayman Islands and places because, of course, Jeffrey Epstein's other job was hiding money for the very, very rich so that they didn't have to pay taxes, which most of them don't because of the Rockefeller model, which is to open foundations and NGOs and launder money through them to each other. In the meantime, it does look like the royal family is cutting ties with Andrew finally. They already had, but this is a new bombshell that's coming out of Virginia's book, and it is prompting them to take even more action. I would keep an eye on what is really going on with the withholding of the Jeffrey Epstein Epstein case. I believe it has a lot more to do with international financing at the highest level. It has to do with international weapons trade, weapons manufacturing, and more important, it has to do with the entire Rockefeller-modeled NGOs that have taken over and subverted our country and countries all over the world through the money that was laundered out of USAID. So the first thing we have to start looking at is, what is the truth about America? What is the history of this country really, and who manipulated it so that all of us would feel that we had no power anymore? Because the people of the United States still do have power. I don't know how long we will have it if we don't start acting like it. And that doesn't mean your local government. That means you. Every day, you have to act as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything that came with our founding in your daily life. Everything you do should go more towards decoupling, not being a slave to this debt slavery model, to getting out of debt, to making sure that your family is secure, to making sure you're protected, getting in touch with your local, getting a group of friends together, like I say in Americans Anonymous, and going down to your sheriff, your police station. What happens if we have an attack? What happens if this happens? Because that border's wide open, and we are the heroes here. We are the fighters. We are the founders of this country. And we have to start acting like it.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is, it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.